It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils?
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Sean's pissed.
Eat shit, Derek.
The tears are rolling already.
Not tears, I just have allergies.
Yeah, so I played the wrong intro. I played the old intro without Sean in it. But if you're downloading the show, you won't know, because I will put the real intro with you in it.
I'm going to fucking download it to make sure.
You will. I'm going to do it, right? We always post a show right after. Just please don't hit me. And we got people in the chat already telling me to eat shit.
Yeah, eat shit.
We are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Eat shit, Derek.
We got Steve.
Eat shit, Derek.
And that's it.
Oh, you dick.
And Sean.
Fuck off, Derek.
All right. So what's going on, guys?
I don't know. I'm not even here. I'm in
no, shut the fuck
intro.
Up.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, last week was the Super Bowl. Now this week is the Grammys.
Fuck the Grammys. With special guest Whitney Heat.
Oh. Whitney, maybe Whitney Houston's daughter.
Yeah, she's in the hospital.
Yeah, Steve texted me. Whitney Houston's daughter was rushed to the hospital, and I responded with, "Was it this family's taking up way too much of my time or something like that?"
Mm-hmm. Taking up everybody's time.
Seriously.
No one
now the daughter's
shit.
Name is Bobby. This isn't Bobby Brown's daughter as well, is it?
It sounds like it.
Would they name the daughter after the father? Like, really?
Probably with an IE.
I'm thinking because she's 18.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe it was from a previous.
I think that's a Newark thing.
Could be. I don't know.
Where are they from? Because I know they've been around here.
Houston.
People.
Africa. Well, she was from Newark.
Was she?
Yeah.
Because I remember people used to see them at the Kingsburg Boardwalk of all places with their kids.
Yeah.
And then when like they were super cracked out.
Well, come on. She is black.
What?
Kingsburg.
I probably saw them at Kingsburg, but didn't know them because there's so many blacks.
Blending in.
Are they really?
Yeah. Well, now they're.
I don't really go
Maybe
around
not
there.
Then. Maybe not 20 years ago. But
No,
this wasn't 20. This is like maybe
15 years ago.
15, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the Asbury influx has been like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So.
My bad.
I was 8 15 years ago. I was 8.
Yeah, we get it. You're young.
8.
Jesus.
And Italian.
Yeah, you're young and Italian. Get over it.
Lucky me.
You're young Italian and you got weird stuff on your balls.
Yeah, you know, Paul Roma was young and Italian once, too. Now look at him.
Yeah, what's with the weird thing on your balls? You were telling us about that last night.
Yeah, we went to Chili's last night, and you were saying you got some weird stuff on your balls.
Oh, my cyst? Yeah.
Do you want to share that?
Yeah. Like how did you get a cyst on your balls?
Well, the first one, I don't know. It just popped out.
How many do you have?
Well, no, it started as a little guy.
What?
Like a little gem.
One little one.
Bloop.
Does it look like just like a bunch of cauliflower down there?
Oh, my God.
Like, I wish I had like a cyst on my balls so they'd be bigger.
Kind of beef them out a little bit.
So you have the opposite of the Irish curse.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all pipe and no bag.
Wait, what?
I'm all bag and no pipe.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure you guys
So you put us together, we either have the smallest or biggest package.
Yeah.
Depending on
wait,
who's.
Wait
you want to put them together?
I do.
Oh.
Let's dock.
Wait, what is your definition of the Irish curse?
All bag, no pipe.
That means you got
big balls. And a little weenie.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Well, back to Sean's balls.
Oh, I'm sorry for telling a fucking story while you guys were interrupting.
Whoops.
My bad.
Yeah, well, we're trying to make something out of it, so.
Yeah. So it started. We do 2 hours here. We got to stretch.
Yeah. Stretch.
Stretch market.
So it was a little gem, little guy.
Gem.
I was like, oh, there it is. Doctor said, fuck it, don't even worry about it.
Did you notice it or the doctor
noticed? Oh, no,
it?
I noticed. I go, oh.
So you regularly, like, check your...
Did you notice it when the doctor was touching you? No.
Oh, okay.
No. I went to the doctor for it.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck kind of question is that?
Because my doctor used to, like, touch me inappropriately. So I was just wondering if you're...
This happens. Sounds like a whole nother show.
Yeah,
this is serious.
This is an aristocrat.
We'll
this is more like Maury.
Sean's story.
Oh, hey, Steve, nice mouse.
Yeah, yours is nice,
yeah,
too.
I got the same mouse.
We should dock them.
You guys want to jack each other off now, or should we wait?
We'll wait. You
okay.
Can finish your story.
And then, during wrestling, fucking the murderer, Tito Santana.
What?
The Tito?
The Tito.
The Hall
wait,
of Famer?
He's a murderer, too? Like yes. Superfly Jimmy Snuka?
Murderer of my perfect testicles.
Oh.
Gives me the fucking flying burrito. Knee drops me dead in my fucking package.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Balls are sore for like a week.
And
next
now
thing you know, my cyst, it looks like it just...
It blew up.
And now it's, you know, like a third testicle.
So you had to go to the doctor and tell them that you wrestled Tito Santana, he gave you a flying burrito, and now your balls are three times as big as they should be.
I haven't been to the doctor yet.
Oh.
Oh, whoops.
So you're going to have to do this.
Yes, March 7th is my physical.
Well, you just told everybody, so you should have no problem telling
when
your
did
doctor.
You wrestle Tito?
Two years ago.
And it's still huge?
Yeah. Well, it's not. I'm not like gargantuan, like where I'm weighed down by them.
So you got
did it go
this
down?
From that. Specifically, you acquired this cyst from the impact of Tito Santana.
Right, wait till he gets my fucking bill.
Yeah.
Fix my balls.
Yeah, you want to see border jumping? He's going to be going the other way.
Exactly.
Going back to Tukula.
South of the border, brother.
Arriba!
Yeah, so my doctor was checking out my junk.
Medical bill, andale!
I was getting a regular routine checkup of her hernia, and he told me to drop my drawers. That happens a lot to me, actually, with doctors. And he looked over at, I think my stepmom was through the glass, and he said, growing
she's
nicely
through the glass?
What?
Growing
yeah.
Like
nicely.
A viewing room?
No, like the glass in the door. She went out the door because she wanted to be, you know, I didn't want her in there when I was getting checked out.
But you said, get out of here, but look through the glass.
He like leaned back towards her and then looked back at me and was like, growing nicely.
I don't believe that at all. I feel like that's complete bullshit.
I swear to God. That was so uncomfortable.
And how old were you?
It was 2 weeks
ago. Eighth grade.
So they stopped in eighth grade.
Well, I don't know.
So this was a male doctor?
It was a male doctor.
Said, growing nicely about your balls.
He said, He actually,
like, did he get
I don't know what he's referring to exactly. My balls.
Did he get a
penis.
Tape measure out?
No, he didn't.
All I heard was,
that looks
let's
tasty.
Check it soft.
Are you
first?
Supposed to be checking me with your mouth?
Did you play the popsicle game with him?
What's
lollipop
the popsicle
oh,
game?
The lollipop game?
No,
sorry.
I didn't.
Lollipop. Lollipop.
Lollipop. Lollipop.
Gross.
It's kind of, yeah, that, I'm disturbed by this, dude.
Why?
Is that better?
I don't like this lighting one bit.
I didn't know that he went,
You like that on?
Yeah, he said like he had like
dreary.
a little hum to it. Which may be uncomfortable, but then I still walked out of there with my head up high.
Okay.
So yeah, he had more of a, was it a, or like a,
so he got
no,
over
it wasn't,
and
it wasn't a growl, like he wasn't feasting.
So it's like if some gay guy says you're hot, like instinctively you're like, dude, what the fuck, that's gay, but then you leave, you're like, all right.
Sweet.
At least I got something going for me.
Yeah.
So if the hetero life falls through,
yeah.
Boom.
I just got myself a backup plan.
I had approval from a grown man, so. I was proud of myself that day.
Wow.
Cool.
So we're like upgrading, right? We got like a Skype thing going on.
I didn't even turn it on.
So
about it.
Steve's story wound up having a happy ending.
How the fuck are people supposed to call?
Matt just had an awesome ending to a joke right there. No one caught it.
Sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Anyway. That's it. It's over.
Oh,
punchline is done.
Now you ruined it.
Saved my life. 15 seconds of my life that I will
So Steve's
have.
Growing nicely. You have flying burrito balls. Anyone else have testicle problems?
Hey, Matt, how's your dick?
Matt's balls are humongous, by the way.
Gross.
I've never seen him, but just he can't even close his legs. His bulge is humongous.
It's kind of true. It's kind of true.
But he's another one with all bag and no pipe.
Yeah.
That's not
I think
true,
so.
Dude.
How do you know?
How do you know?
That's like what he wants. That's
this
what
show
that's
is
going
to come down to you guys just dropping your drawers one day.
There was one time in Pizza Hut where Steve was talking about his junk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his penis?
And I'm like, come on, dude. I'm like, enough. I'm like, first off, that's not that impressive. He's like, this is all I have. Let me have this.
I got nothing else going for me, all right? So this is all I have.
No, let me have this.
Yeah, that's all I had. Like, I don't have good looks or nice skin.
Very true.
You know, people talked about my wiener a lot.
The same people.
What?
The same people.
Yeah, the same few chicks.
The same two people.
That would tell you the same thing.
No, they never told me anything.
No, they did.
You said they said it.
No, that's not true.
That still counts.
Well, I guess.
No, yeah. They told him.
Whoa.
So what about your balls, Derek?
Derek, how's your package?
They're big. There's nothing growing off of them.
No hair, nothing?
Nothing?
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, I mentioned something about pubes, and everyone kind of yelled at me and said, you still have pubes?
That's 2012, bro.
Wow.
So I actually went ahead and groomed. I did some manscaping.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I did cut my nutsack.
Damn.
Right where the shaft meets the nuts. I was going down with the razor and just get a little nick.
A little nicker there, yeah. Okay.
Bled like a sieve.
It's bad to the pain.
Oh.
And like soap and hot water make it sting.
Yep.
And you've never flinched that fast in your life before?
I didn't even notice I did it.
What?
Really?
I didn't notice I did it.
Wow, you like leather nuts.
I really do.
Unlike Matt, I've actually seen Derek's.
Yeah.
Yes. One time I was passed out on his floor.
And this is going a weird way, man.
What was that called when you would do that?
Teabagging?
Well, basically that's what he did, but he stretched him out real far.
I think there's a picture of Derek's nuts.
What the fuck?
I think there's a picture of your nuts floating around.
All I know is you tried to put them on my face, and I like woke up like last second, like
stuck your tongue out,
like right before I passed out completely from alcohol. I was just like, I can't even scream no more.
Like, oh my god, Derek, wait, I'm not sleeping yet.
Oh my god, you're growing nicely.
You're growing better than me.
Damn. Yeah.
Gross.
Whatever.
It was a full 6 inches off his body. Like, that's how far he stretched it.
I can stretch him pretty far.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's like fruit by the foot.
Just keep unraveling it.
Yeah. Yeah. I could probably do like a makeshift sleeping bag with it. Put my feet in them.
Scroat by the foot.
Oh, man.
If you put it on somebody's arm for long enough, does like a fake tattoo come off when you're done?
Yeah.
You have to get it wet, though.
For you, not them.
Gross. So what else you got, Derek?
That's Ball. It.
That's it. Game over. Outro.
That's it. We're done. Ball stories. That's it.
Mm.
I'm very worried about you, Sean, though, because I found out some interesting stuff about you last night. Between your balls and your stomach.
Yeah.
What happened?
What do you think I have?
I think you have celiac disease.
Oh, my God.
Derek thinks I have celiacs.
He tells me he takes, I mean, you guys make fun of me. He's telling me he takes 6 to 10 dumps a day.
Yeah. That's a lot of
dumps. Watery dumps.
Watery dumps.
I call them super soakers.
Mm. Yeah.
And sometimes they look like earthworms.
And he says specifically, oh, yeah, you sent me that fucking picture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold me on my phone. I'll forward you some more.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
Why don't you phone him to a fucking doctor?
Okay?
Because
what does this look like?
Well, you said specifically when you have white flour, right?
Yeah.
Like stuff with like wheat in it. And,
yeah.
And which is gluten.
Right.
Bread, like if you have like a sandwich, does it upset
you? Yeah, it's the worst, especially white bread.
I guarantee you have it.
Bagels are the fucking worst. Yeah. I get like 3/4 way through the bagel. I'm ready to fucking shit out the first half.
When you get your
physical.
Get your physical and ask about it. If they can't test you right away, when you get your taxes back and you got a little extra dough, go to Whole Foods and just get a couple gluten-free things and just eat gluten-free for a week and see how it works. They have like gluten-free cookies and pretzels.
Ooh.
And, yeah. Just don't get the pizza or the bread because it sucks.
Oh.
But they have gluten-free bagels like frozen shit. Try to eat gluten-free for like a week and see how you feel.
They have gluten-free everything. Awesome.
Basically.
You can't eat. Don't eat the pizza. Oh. Or the bread.
I mean, maybe I tried it like 5 years ago and it sucked, but it probably still sucks.
Chocolate Jack is gluten-free.
Actually, you could just go to Stop and Shop. They have a whole gluten-free section.
Oh.
Yeah. So I would try to do that.
I'll try.
I'll worry about you.
See how much I shit.
You might feel better.
I might just fucking, I don't know what to do with myself. Usually I spend most of the day on the bowl.
Yeah, you're just going to take one big, huge, solid dump and you're going to be thinking of me the whole time.
Take a big shit and I'm
fine. Big old shit.
Big.
Sean, I think you should just, when you go to the doctor, just take your SD card out of your phone. Just lay it on the table. Just like review these. Please.
Review these and call me.
Just have like a dossier.
Don't mind a wiener pics.
Here are my last 7 shits. Okay.
Grade them.
Get the fuck out of my office.
And all 7 are in one bowl.
Here's my last 7 shits. Here's a picture of my balls and Tito Santana. What do you think's going on with me?
And Tito Santana's uncut hog.
Ew.
Oh.
That's a callback.
Yes, it is. That's many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
From many years ago before that.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, Sean, you were probably like 8.
Well, how? No, he was 12.
I've seen it.
He was 12 when that happened.
I firsthand.
Was he really?
He was 12 years old when you saw Tito Santana standing on like a picnic table. Naked.
What? Like a work function? Like, yeah. You say like he was just in like a park.
It was in. It was
hey, guys.
In,
no, it
was. Well,
in,
it wasn't in a locker room.
It was.
No, that was like a lunchroom, wasn't it?
No, it was a locker room.
That was a full locker room. There were lockers?
That was at St. John Vianney, I think.
No. That was in Tom's River at
was
the
it?
Playdrome. I thought we were upstairs in like a conference room.
I was. It was definitely in a locker room.
Okay, so it was a.
It was like a high school locker room. It was in the gym. The show was in a gym.
Okay, can we focus on the real matter show? Real
that's when you saw it.
It was on the 911. Was he on the 911 show?
He might have been, but I thought you were on the one. It was on the one after that at the bowling alley. Remember the outdoor one?
Oh no,
it
wasn't that.
So it was the one before that.
Yes.
And what company was this for?
I guess it was NWS, right?
No. Oh.
Oh, wasn't even around then.
I wasn't. No. Whatever.
It was EWA.
Was it?
EWA.
EWA.
Okay,
yeah,
so
because that was when I was taping. I taped your guys' match.
You
focused on Tito's on cut sausage.
I attempted to, and I was backstage, waiting for 911 to come out, and he was fighting with his kid behind the curtain, and I'm like, I shouldn't be taping this.
Yeah, and then what were the circumstances with Tito?
No, he just does the old man thing where he just gets butt naked and he's talking to people, and he was like standing on the fucking like the bench that you sit on in between the lockers. Yeah. And like talking to somebody, like I think he was like rubbing his hair down after a shower, so his uncut hog was just flopping around. His burrito.
Sean and I had it happen to us with Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Oh, so awkward!
Like he walked up to us naked, cracked open a Coors Original, and then put his foot up on
original.
The bench. Like, so guys, what's up? And he was butt ass naked with his little fucking hammerhead hanging out.
Did he have a fucking long goatee in his nuts?
Nice.
I didn't actually pay attention. I was freaked out.
He was like,
both
at the same time.
Yeah, baby.
Even with a naked man in front of me, I couldn't look at it. I looked at he has his the hair on his stomach is shaved into abs. So he's got this big ass belly with appears to be abs, but it's just the hair that's shaved on him.
Like so when you say big belly, this isn't like a fucking I got a belly. This is like holy shit, somebody put a nuclear bomb in my belly.
Like the front end to like a Pinto. Like hard and just big.
So the first thing that comes to your mind, you're like, oh, look at that stupid stomach. There's his cock. Oh shit, focus on the stomach. Focus on the stomach.
But he walks up, you know, tapping the top of the Coors Original can and then cracks it open.
Cracks it open
in a high school.
It was so gross.
And what about the Kevin Sullivan too, right? He was another one.
Yeah, but his is fucking monstrous.
See, Steve?
Steve's grading them on like a rule. He's like, okay.
I didn't think so. I didn't agree.
Really? We're gonna go back and forth about this?
I did not agree on that.
If I was gay, I would totally wouldn't fuck him.
It definitely didn't fit the scale. I mean, Kevin Sullivan's 5'4", and his dick almost touched the ground.
His dick was almost as tall as him.
Wow. Yes.
In fact,
so if there's any chicks out there that are an old man, big dick, Kevin Sullivan's your man.
He's carrying around mini me in his pants.
Damn.
I call this one Donk. Anyway. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Two things people hate us talking about, wrestling and penises.
That's true.
Together, at last.
They're just uncomfortable with themselves.
At least my shit didn't get a thumbs down.
Wait a minute.
No, we don't mind. We are the Aristoshits. Yep.
Yeah. The shits to splats.
The mm-hmm. aristocrats.
Yeah. So, tonight is the Grammys. Does anybody care?
I like Mammies.
Nope. No.
Do we even know who the hell? We should probably go through, like, who's nominated and
who
see
the fuck
who we even know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good thing. Talk while I look this up.
I think that would be good.
Well, let's do some suspicion here. Who do you think is going to be on?
Be on what?
The Grammys.
Tito Santana.
I know Don Cornelius isn't. Yeah.
Don Cornelius, because he's gone, Cornelius.
Yes, he is. Oh, my God.
We know that...
There it goes.
Oh.
We know that Krypney Goulston's not going to be there.
No, that's a stretch. I'd rather just go with the Whitney Goulston. Matt's got buffalo combos.
I know, I had
you
one.
You have to have 45 of them to get the buffalo flavor out of them.
Or two.
I picked up the other day at Wawa. I just saw buffalo blue cheese. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm in.
Uh-huh.
I got him home, opened it, took the bag out of the other bag, and I looked
what?
At him.
What are you doing?
Buffalo blue cheese puffs.
She just gave me her food.
Actually got some winners already. I guess that's already on.
Oh, yeah. I want it. Thing sucks. Clutch says Whitney Houston wins the biggest stiff in a supporting role.
Or like the
biggest sniff. One of the best jokes I saw was Whitney Houston is in a new movie, The Body Bag.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was good. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Well, let's just go right to the top. Record of the year. Rolling in the Deep, Adele. Everyone knows that stupid song, right?
Yeah, it's fucking gay.
Holocene by Bon Iver.
Who? Never heard of it.
What?
I have no idea. Bruno Mars, Grenade.
Great.
Yeah, everyone knows that, right?
I would catch a grenade for you.
Mumford & Sons, The Cave.
Nope.
Katy Perry, Firework.
You mean Booby Boobies?
And that's the only ones? Like, there's only four people?
That's the whole Grammys. Who's up for Record of the Year?
I think it's going to go to that big, fat fucking Adele. Piece of shit Adele.
Yeah. Or as Matt calls her.
Feeling apple pie.
Oh, man. She's probably up for the most awards this year, I bet.
Probably. And she's going to win. I'll tell you why she's going to win them. She's coming back. This is like her first time singing because she had like some horrendous throat surgery, and they thought she was never going to be able to sing again.
Oh, that was
because she shoved
that's
black
why.
Cock down her throat.
Whoa.
And fucking jabbed her fucking larynx.
Larynx?
Yeah.
Is that like a Dr. Seuss book?
I don't know.
The larynx.
It's in your throat.
Your
somewhere.
Larynx?
Larynx.
Larynx.
Whatever.
As soon as I go to the doctor and he goes, your larynx, I'm going to tuck my balls away and get the fuck out of there.
Damn.
I'm going to check your larynx with my cock. Album of the Year, 21 by Adele. Probably win. Wasting Light, Foo Fighters. Born This Way, him? Lady Gaga.
I thought you were going to say Born This Way.
Bruno Mars, Doo Wop and Hooligans. Rihanna, Loud. That's it.
I'm going to have to go with that fat bitch again.
Yeah, I think she's gonna take home fucking everything.
I'm going to cunt punt this bitch.
The thing is everyone's already sick to death of her.
How old is she?
22?
45 or something?
No. Well, I didn't ask for her BMI.
Her album, the numbers on her album are actually her age when she released them.
Oh.
So she has 19 and she has 21.
Okay.
So that's how old she was when the album came out.
Gotcha.
That's gay.
Don't ask me why I know that because I don't
know. Faggot.
What's where's LMAO at, man? How come they're not nominated for nothing?
I don't know.
Maybe you can throw an F in there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
LMFAO. Here we go. Best New Artist. The Band Perry.
Is that with Katy Perry?
I don't know.
Negative.
Bon Iver. Again, don't know him. J. Cole. Don't know him. Nicki Minaj.
I know her.
Or Skrillex.
Skrillex.
Ugh. This is stupid.
This is. I don't know why anybody watched this.
And everyone's freaking out about watching this.
I remember like in 96 when the Grammys were still cool. And that was like it.
The only thing that was cool, Matt, was like the MTV Music Awards.
MTV Music Awards was also cool until like 96.
Yeah, that's about it.
Derek?
Yeah?
I hate to interrupt you with this Grammy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But my lovely fiance over here looked up people with celiac disease.
Yeah.
Oh, celebrities?
People with celiac disease are more likely to have autoimmune disorders, Addison's disease, Down syndrome.
Nice. Yeah,
I could see that, actually.
And
you kind of got
them
eyes
off.
Going.
Intestinal cancer.
He has Up syndrome.
intestinal lymphoma. Thyroid disease. Type 1 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
Diabetes.
Lactose intolerance. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, Sean, but your toes are turning brown, too. So.
Rheumatoid arthritis. Sjorgen syndrome. What the fuck, man? I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's why Derek's stressing that you get to the hospital
And fucking
now.
Lupus. I'm going to have fucking seal shit on me.
Oh, nice. That's celiac disease.
I'm going to look like fucking crater face.
So you're going to have fucking hideously scarred face. You'll be packing at least, because apparently, according to Heidi Klum, that's why they got together.
Because he has a lupus cock?
Yeah, he's got a scarred up, charred up cock.
Oh, great. Oh, there's even more.
But it's hanging
like a
low.
Yule log, like at midnight, Christmas
Oh, my
night.
God.
The fire's out.
God. But he's not like Andre, who's hung like a Duraflame log.
Hung like a Duraflame log.
Hey, boss.
Oh, man. I'm so fucked. So, Sean's...
Well, don't
Sean's
get all worried. You can go,
no,
on,
that doesn't
you can go
on
WebMD and say you have a headache and all of a sudden you have cancer. So, don't look at that.
Yeah, that Google it shit.
Says, that's all shit that can happen.
It says that stools that float smelly. Like, who's fucking... Stools don't float or are smelly.
Mine float for like a good minute, then they sink.
And he sits there and watches it.
Yeah, they drowned.
Here it goes.
Capsized.
It's
like an
Italian. It's like an Italian.
Honey, get in here.
Here it goes.
Down goes the Titanic.
down it Periscope.
It floats over to the side of the toilet bowl, and then it hits the ceramic, it just tips over.
2,000 flushes right ahead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. No, you just got to change your diet.
Oh, that sucks.
Or start changing your diapers.
Oh,
yeah.
I can find that. I mean, keep eating the same shit. Just wear diapers from now on.
Sweet. Can you change me?
Mm-hmm. If you need me to. You saw me do it to my son. I'm a pro.
You had the kid by one leg, like, tipping him over.
Like I was hanging a deer up.
And then you were like Michael Jackson holding him, like, over a balcony.
Nice.
Whoa.
And then you rolled the dirty diaper. Holy shit.
Oh, she's gonna change me.
She said
she'll change you.
She'll lick your butthole clean.
Well, she probably already do, right? You change people, right? Yeah.
She changes me when I pass out drunk.
And she's already licked his butthole clean.
That's right. Clean.
Clean.
Did you ever get blowies last week?
Oh. What?
What?
What? I got some blowies, dude. That's fucked up. I'm gonna try.
Keep trying.
You just gotta shove it in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm gonna be really, really.
I'm gonna try to beat around the bush with this one.
But what about when they just keep their mouth shut?
Then you stab. Then you punch them once in the nose. Yeah, you hold their nose shut.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just punch them in the stomach so they go, oh, and then you shove it in.
Scrape my larynx.
And then they give you a wood chipper.
Wood chipper.
She'll ask Sheila if you can scrape her larynx later.
Oh, what's up, Sheila?
Oh, hey.
So
hey.
The Grammys. We don't know any of these.
I'll give
people.
It one more attempt to be really subtle about it.
Okay, go for it.
Can I have blowies?
Damn. What'd she say?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you are beat.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to go back to jail for rape later.
My wife's upstairs right now stretching her jaw.
Why is she going to blow Matt?
Whoa.
What?
I should have seen that coming.
I was just going to say, who's she getting ready for? But,
I don't know. I'm just uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness.
Great.
So
I'm drinking that green tea right now, Derek.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, the stuff that you brought for me.
What was with that?
It was like delicious. Fiance, Lauren?
It was like a drug deal.
I know, right?
I'm like, here's your shit.
He goes, here, man. Here's your stuff.
I look at it.
Green tea, really?
I was like, you want me to snort this now or later?
It was like when in the, what was it, first Ninja Turtles movie where the kid passes the wallet behind him under his arm. But
boom, 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 boom. But there's actually a major flavor difference between this and Lipton, which is what I've been drinking.
Lipton?
Lipton. What a hemorrhoid.
You have the worst fucking English.
I'm drunk as hell.
Green
from
tea?
Your two Coors Lights last night?
Guys, they were Bud Lights.
And they were
Coors
tall
original.
Boys. They were tall boys.
They were tall boys. It's like four beers in one.
They weren't very tall.
I hate
that. That was a mug.
I hate that
She's
name.
Like, you want tall? I'm like, yeah. And then she puts it down. It's a fucking mug. I'm like, that's...
It was cold, though.
Normal.
Yeah, I think I felt. There was a taller mug, and I had a bottle. I felt like a child.
And it cost the same amount.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arm and a fucking leg.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that place was fucking packed last night.
Yeah.
Like 45 minutes at the table. Chili's.
Local
reference.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't Chili's.
Franchise reference.
National franchise reference.
Luckily, it wasn't Chili inside. That would have sucked.
Oh,
it
was you're
pretty
fucking
warm.
Stupid.
Facebook defriending led to double murder.
Yes!
Oh.
Nashville, Tennessee. A Tennessee couple
Sorry, I didn't get to do it the first time.
Oh, my God. Turn you down just a little bit.
Don't you fucking turn them off.
Nashville, Tennessee. A Tennessee couple who defriended a woman on Facebook were murdered in their home by the jilted woman's father and another man. Police say.
What? So she sent people there to do that?
Yeah. It's the worst thing I've ever seen, said the sheriff, Mike Reese. Adding he had never seen anything like in his 27 years of law enforcement in the area. We've had murders, but nothing like this. It's just senseless. He says, oh boy, Billy Clay Payne Jr.
Oh my God.
They have computers?
And Billy Jean Hayworth.
The fuck is this about?
Were killed last month after they deleted Janelle Potter, the daughter of one of the suspects, from their friends list. Both were shot in the head, and the man had his throat cut.
That gives a new meaning to Control-Alt-Delete.
No
Jesus.
Shit. They de-life them.
Yes.
Damn.
The couple's 8-month-old baby was in the mother's arms unharmed when the bodies were found.
The baby quickly friended him.
Yeah.
To
okay,
avoid
okay, all right.
Ad friend.
To avoid the same consequences.
Wow. Marvin Enoch Buddy Potter Jr.
60. What the fuck?
He is undesirable right there.
I am Marvin Enoch Buddy Potty Jr.
You took my sister off your moving talking box thing.
And Jamie Lynn Curd, 38. These names are curse.
These names are horrendous. How do they even get internet service where they're at?
Right.
I don't think they probably don't know what Facebook is. Mm-hmm. And they probably just thought it was something really horrible that happened to their daughter. Yeah.
How do you think that conversation went, though, Dad?
There was probably not much talking. There's like a lot of.
I wow. can't believe that defriended me. Well, I'm gonna go down there and show them. Ba-ding. He probably thought they said deflowered. Yeah. So a 60-year-old dude and his 38-year-old friend Jamie Lynn Curd,
without the wiener,
were each charged on Wednesday with two counts of first-degree murder.
Wow.
Wow.
I am never defriending anybody again.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to think twice before I unfollow people.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told you, be careful. You were unfollowing people on Twitter. People get pissed.
No.
Actually, they're not from Tennessee.
If I get fucking killed, are you unfollowing people? I mean, I won't do anything about it because I'll be fucking dead. But
it's true.
Be pretty pissed.
They go on to say, last year in Iowa, a woman was arrested on accusations of setting fire to a friend's garage after she was defriended.
See, I would Facebook. Go. I'd probably go that far. Yeah, I'd probably blow their car up or something. Teach them a lesson.
With them in it.
I've actually been known to punch people in the face for hanging up on me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a true story.
That's why I don't call you.
You punched someone in the face for hanging up on
you? Yeah. I was trying to set up a hockey game, and they just hung up on me. So I skated to his house and punched him right in the face.
And then left?
Yeah.
And then proceeded to not play hockey anyway?
No, I played, but I think by myself.
Just crying.
Oh, man, you scored again.
Which is how Steve got so good at hockey.
Oh, I missed wide right. I got to go get the puck.
Oh, it's just me.
But that was a true story. I did fucking deck him for hanging up on me. Let that be a lesson.
Oh, man.
In Texas, a man was accused of hitting his wife after she failed to like a Facebook post he wrote about the anniversary of his mother's death.
See, I'd probably go that far, too. No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Damn it.
But like is such a bad, you know, I never want to, I always think twice about liking something mm-hmm. that's somber, like, you know. It's like, oh, my mother died today.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, because you're remembering your mother. Oh, yeah. I'm going to like that. Is that why I'm liking it, or do I like that your mother's dead?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Which is it, you know?
There definitely should be a dislike button or something.
Well, we used to have a mutual friend who used to post a lot of doom and gloom on her Facebook page, and I used to like all of it all the time on purpose. Because it's so annoying. I was just like.
Yeah, I hate when people cry out for attention on Facebook and Twitter.
I think I have like 4 or 5 people blocked. Where I'm still their friend, but they don't show up on my feed because all they post is just stupid shit about, you know, the deadbeat husband and, well, not even husband, father of their kids and all, and like personal shit. I barely know this person. Someone we went to high school with that just randomly friended me. I don't want to hear about her dumb life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah. You know,
I've actually seen people on Twitter be like, oh, no one's talking to me. There's probably a good fucking reason for that shit.
Yeah.
It's because you suck.
Yeah. And you're not showing your tits.
Yes. Yep. I don't care about the death of your fucking mother. I'm looking for a side boob Sunday. Fuck.
Yes.
Well, a bond was set for this dude for $750,000 for each murder count.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money that I doubt they have.
Yeah, there shouldn't be bail for that anyway. It's retarded.
You might as well say no bail.
Well.
Got to give him a chance.
$750,000 on Farmville.
Cha-ching.
It's going to cost you 3 pigs and a haystack.
So,
what else you got, Derek?
Actually, I wanted to pull this up.
What are you pulling up?
Speaking of absurd amount of money.
Oh, no.
I think you know what I'm talking
about. Scented jeans?
New York woman, Sue City for...
Guess. We got...
$1 trillion.
Guess. $2 billion, you're guessing?
I would say like $5 million.
Yeah.
$900 trillion.
What? I was the closest.
What the fuck?
That kind of money doesn't exist on Earth.
No.
Like all the money all the gold on the entire planet doesn't equal $900 trillion.
A Staten Island mom is suing New York City for $900 trillion, claiming her 2 sons were wrongfully placed in a foster home for more than 3 years.
What would even like $900,000 do? Like, what would the significance of that? Like,
if you're suing the state of New York or New York City for $900 trillion, chances are your kids should be taken away from you.
Yep.
So I'm gonna say that is justification right there.
Do you think like Obama read it? $900 trillion. Stupid bitch.
I'll get the debt up there. Don't worry, baby.
Well, check out her name, Faustset Ogunbayo.
What is it? Fawcett?
What?
Fawcett?
Fawcett?
Ogunbayo.
Okay.
F-A-U-S-A-T. That's Fawcett, right?
I guess.
O-G-U-N-B-A-Y-O.
Sounds
what
black.
What the fuck?
You think?
Sounds black.
Sounds Honduran.
She's 46. She's suing the city and its administration for children's services, claiming they violated her family's civil rights after removing her kids back in 2008. But the city contends that she was mentally unstable and had refused to be treated. She allegedly suffered from hallucinations, saying the FBI and Secret Service were trying to take her boys and would leave them, 10 and 12 at the time, alone while she worked.
Hmm. Well, yeah, they probably were trying to take them, you know, probably commit some kind of crime.
Mm-hmm.
But what fucking lawyer takes this case?
I would imagine nobody.
Yeah. Like, what lawyer's going to say, I could probably get you $900 trillion.
I think the last time I read this, it said she was going to be representing herself.
Yes.
Oh, good right? luck with that, yep. you dumb
yep.
bitch.
Yep.
I wonder what the win percentage is when you represent yourself is.
Well, they say a person who represents himself in court has a fool for a client.
Yes.
That's an old wives
That's
tale.
That's stupid.
Jamie just gave
line.
Me the weirdest look.
Like, I'd say it's pretty low. It might be something we could even look up.
Yeah.
To find out the percentage of victories for people who have represented themselves.
I'll get on that.
Yeah, Let's you look see. That up because my mouse is being gay.
Aww.
I don't have a mouse pad, so it's just...
You should get one of those 3D mouse pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I should.
Those are awesome.
Vendo should send me one because apparently they have them like in arcades over there.
What? They should be. And there are arcades like every two blocks in Japan.
Yeah. He sent Lauren some cool picture of like a fast food place where they have like sushi and shit on the conveyor belts. You ever see them?
Yeah.
So there's just like a conveyor belt going and they have like these big, huge sushi dishes and like this bubble. And you just pick it up and take the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it goes back to the kitchen, if it's empty, they just put another one on.
But is the bubble like just the shape of a huge breast?
It might as well be. Pretty much.
That's what I
do you take the whole plate or
yeah,
you just
take
what you
plate.
Want? What if you don't want the whole plate?
It's a plate with like a small thing of sushi on it.
You never read what it says? Take all you want, but eat all you take? Help keep food costs down?
Yeah, keep buffet prices low.
I haven't been to China Buffet in a long time.
I have not been there in so long. Before I had my stomach problems, I couldn't leave that place without dumping.
Whoa.
So I can't imagine what it would be like now.
Whoa.
I just cringe when I like, oh,
you drive by, you're just
yeah.
like,
ah. Nervous.
And the thing is, we used to go there all the time. I remember last time I went there, I was with maybe you and Eric. And Eric just like put his fork down and went, why do we come here?
Yes, yes.
And I'm just like, it's what do you mean? He's like, it's not even good.
It's not worth it.
It's just a lot. It's the thing.
It's just an excuse to eat like
quantity over
possible.
Quality.
Yeah,
pretty
there's
much.
Just a lot of shit. Most of it we don't even like. I just went there and got like General Tso's chicken and those little fucking mm-hmm. donut balls.
Donut balls.
Yeah,
balls.
The little
the
dough
little powdered.
Yeah, little yeah, powdered little, dough balls. That's pretty much it.
But like, I would eat like every like incarnation of meat that they had in that one section, where it's just like all you know, the chicken, the pepper steak.
How many
the,
plates do you think you actually ate?
I usually would eat three plates of stuff.
Holy shit. You're fucking humongous.
Big.
And mm-hmm. I'm going with the stomach problem.
Yep.
I'm going to get fucking lupus. One of those assholes eating three plates of China Buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You don't. You probably bleed MSG right now.
Bleed it.
It's your blood type.
What's your blood type? MSG.
Oh, I can't fucking find these statistics.
My blood type is Ragu.
Extra chunky. So, yeah, China Buffet sucks.
You see, it does and it doesn't.
Well, if you're there and it's busy and the stuff's coming out fresh, yeah. it's not bad. But if you're there in a little off hour and the stuff's been sitting there, it's all dried up.
Like I don't think I've ever touched the turkey. There's like sometimes there's turkey and gravy. And
yeah,
when you see it, it just like, it looks like if you stir it, it's going to change color.
Yeah. There's that fucking film on top of it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you got to put the spoon in, all of a sudden, like, it's just like, the film just sinks in.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And you're like, oh, I'm not touching that. Yeah. You thought it was brown. It's actually yellow with a brown film on
yes.
top.
Oh.
Now, what was good was Old Country Buffet.
I never went there.
You never went
shit.
There?
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I heard a lot of stories
go
about
there
it.
All the time as a kid.
Excellent.
Where was that?
It was right in Monmouth Mall. Local reference.
Fuck that. It was in Gateway Mall. Local reference.
Never went there.
It was really good.
You've never been
down
there.
Home cooking. I mean, the mac and cheese was awesome. They had an ice cream
yeah.
sundae bar with like everything, not just like, you know, fucking ice cream in a cone. Like they had like a whole sundae bar and the food was great. And they had like the big, huge things like ham and like roast beef that the guys would like cut free and
yeah,
shit.
Like some kind
it was
of
like going to a wedding.
And why'd it go out of business?
I don't know.
Well, the one in
Matt put him out of business.
Gateway Mall in Sayreville got replaced by Texas Roadhouse.
Don't know what that is.
Roadhouse.
It's actually, Texas Roadhouse is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a very busy place, though.
I still want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I've never been there.
Me neither.
There are a lot of TVs. Like, the whole, like, square area of the walls in the place are covered by big screen TVs.
So it's
TVs.
Like a sporty kind of...
It's ridiculous.
So
like,
go,
I've never
go there
seen
in, like,
so
off-season.
There are more big screen TVs in Buffalo Wild Wings than in Best Buy. It's ridiculous. And there's, like, a 200-inch projector screen, and then there's another one across from it. It's absurd.
Do they really have that button from the commercial?
I don't know.
Oh,
all
right.
All I did was I ate some wings and
some combos.
A couple appetizers.
Were the wings good, at least?
They were good. And I brought some boneless ones home.
Oh, thanks for us.
Let them marinate a couple days. The hottest things I've ever eaten.
Really?
Aside from the 9/11 sauce from fuck you.
The hottest thing I've ever eaten.
I call it 9/11. Yeah.
The hottest thing since 9/11.
The hottest thing I've ever eaten sitting right next to me.
Thank you, Steve.
That fucking colitis asshole.
Which,
was really
by the
hot.
Way, I don't know if they've talked to you since last week. Did you have a problem after eating the buffalo dip?
No,
because these two
like nothing unusual.
These
like,
two girls were like puking the next day
what?
And blaming.
Not even the next day. Well, technically, 2 a.m. I woke up.
He was barfing. He says he was barfing.
I was
and they blamed times. It on the buffalo dip.
Well, now, no, I just thought I was sick. And Steve's like, dude, did you get sick? We probably got food poisoning. I'm like, yeah, fuck Derek.
Yeah. So now I know, Matt, I'm sure you had a healthy dose of buffalo chicken dip last week. Did you get sick at all?
Nope.
No? See?
Well, his fucking body is like immune to this shit.
Yeah, exactly. He can eat raw turds and fucking digest it normally.
He could eat straight up lupus.
Yeah.
And I'll still get it.
And I had some, and I was fine.
You didn't have the hardcore shit, though.
Yeah.
I had a bite of it.
I had a
Jamie was
shut up,
too.
Jamie.
Jamie didn't have the hardcore shit either.
You guys just have, like, juicy vagina stomachs.
No, I only
Ooh,
had...
if I did, I wouldn't leave the house.
I only had maybe 3 scoops of the hot.
Yeah?
Of the hot, yeah.
Yeah, see, I had a giant helping of it.
I was eating the hot by the handfuls. Just
maybe the hot one was tainted with something.
Yeah, you're tainted.
Yeah, you're... Oh, damn it. Beat me to it. Fuck.
Well, that was right when I shaved my nuts, so I wouldn't have done that. That would
just
see, that's what happened.
Just ball sack blood.
Yeah, exactly. He dripped his nut blood.
Super hot. Nut blood.
It's not Frank's hot sauce. It's straight from Derek's ball sack.
And that shit not
on everything.
Nearly all. Oh, tainted
that's
dip.
A spicy ball sack.
And now for the sour cream. Oh, yeah. No one got that?
Sour cream.
Gross.
The cream cheese.
Yeah, semen. Yeah. Yeah. Gross.
Thanks for the bump and feed, guys.
I guess Steve's not coming, huh? Mm-hmm.
Steve who? Fuck that asshole.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Tall outlaw wannabe.
Outlaw wannabe. He's like one of the disciples of the
Apocalypse. I was just going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
I was watching WWE Classics,
oh, no.
And there was an old Raw on there, and I put it on, and here comes the disciples of Apocalypse, and I completely forgot about those assholes. And I'm like, that's what he looked like, because I kept saying, like, Duke the Dumpster Drosy when he had the goatee, but it was one balls,
eight ball and skull and chains, yeah.
Crush.
And crush. Yeah.
And crush.
Before he fucking died.
Uh-huh.
That asshole.
Yeah, Steve's an outlaw wannabe now. Until he hears the fucking cop cars. And then he's like, oh, they did it. Not me.
I can't.
He throws a turtleneck on, covers up all his tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh, officer.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello, sir.
A law-abiding citizen.
Let's have a Zima.
Zima. Excuse me, I ordered a Zima, not emphysema. Did you hear about this guy?
Nope.
All right, then.
I'm about to.
The Facebook IPO, all that bull crap with their, they went public, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And
buy stock. How much is the stock for it, is it?
I don't know, but the guy who did the graffiti inside the Facebook office that they hired, they paid him in stock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he now has $200 million worth of Facebook stock.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Staten Island is going to sue him.
I was going to say, it's got to be like $200 a share.
He will net $200 million in the Facebook IPO, and he says he was offered oral sex every day for the rest of his life in exchange for a $2 million slice of his new wealth.
Wow.
David Cho, he looks like a, I mean, he's an Asian guy, but he must be mixed because he has like a weird kind of brown beard. I don't know. He looks really weird. He's
what
a weird
fuck?
Looking dude. He gambled on the stock, turning down cash when he painted the headquarters back in 2005, blah, blah, blah. The 35-year-old took in considerable risk, blah, blah, blah. He turned down $60,000 cash for from the website.
Oh wow!
In order to, and he took
so
the
he
stock
was smart.
Option instead. Yeah, I guess so.
He knew it was going to blow up.
Yeah. He got a text from a woman he hadn't spoken to in 5 years, saying she offered him oral sex every day for the rest of his life for $2 million.
The rest of his
did he
life?
Did he do it?
It said just out of the blue. It was out of nowhere, and I was like, "What the hell is happening?"
So he didn't do it.
I cannot buy my privacy back. Every news organization in the world is beating down the door trying to get an interview, and I'm like, oh, my God.
OMG?
OMG.
So he didn't want to pay her to be a prostitute?
Well, probably not.
Okay.
They say too much of anything is a bad thing.
Well, too much gluten.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, we know that from our diet, but would you really want oral sex every day for the rest of your life?
Yeah. Is that a real question?
From somebody that you're going to pay $2 million to, though?
Yeah, why not?
Sheila.
He has $200 million.
Sheila, if I give you $2 million, will you suck me off every day?
Big deal. Now I got $198 million. I mean, come on.
Jesus.
But I'm saying, like, wouldn't you want to...
What's that? $2
million.
$2 million for free... Well, free. $2 million blowies for life.
You have to think about this. If I said, Steve, I'll give you $2 million, you suck me off every day.
Whoa. I would do it.
Done.
I'm doing it anyway.
Give me the $2 million.
I would do it.
Give me the $2 million and I'll continue doing
Who
it.
Who wouldn't?
Apparently my fucking fiance.
No, I wouldn't.
Wait, would you? Or?
No.
Oh. You sure?
Well, you don't have $2 million. So I'm not going to.
If I did.
Question. Okay, yeah.
That's a pretty safe bet.
It's funny say. Funny that she went for $2 million.
Yeah.
So she must have calculated it out. Like, let's see.
Like, I can. What can I live off of? Like, what is the least amount I can ask for? He has 200.
Clutch says he's not paying that much for a prosty.
That's pretty much what it comes down to.
But it's every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I would just feel like.
That's 365 blowies a year.
Yeah, but.
Sometimes 366. Now, here's the thing. You gotta imagine that it's not really feasible to get one every single day.
Why not?
Exactly.
So, I mean, you can go on vacation. What are you gonna bring her with her? You
know, yes.
Bring her with you or something?
And what are you gonna do if all of a sudden she stops? How are you gonna fight that?
I know. How are you gonna like?
She's like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I don't care.
Like
I'm
a written contract.
Yeah, get that legit fucking notarized.
Yeah,
shit.
Get that prostitution notarized so yeah. You can go to jail.
Here's the thing.
There's legal states for prostitution.
Yeah, so move to Nevada so you can just have some random chick blow you every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds great.
What if she's not even good looking?
What, so?
If she's female, I don't care.
You get a bag.
I would take a blowjob from a fucking
cut a
female
hole in the
deer.
Bag. You're going to take a blowjob from Mary? What? Wait, what?
What?
Who? Who? What?
Are you dropping people's names
don't
over there?
Don't do that. That can be identifiable. We might need to cut that. Okay.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. You just gave Derek another 5 minutes to
work. Now I got
to
find that and cut it out.
What's the time index?
I don't even know.
Fuck it.
My point is he has $200 million. He can probably get whatever he wants he wants mm-hmm. now. So he doesn't need some girl to give him blowy
well,
every day for the
mil.
Rest. Yeah.
That's a nice gesture at least.
I would just be like, listen, here's $1 million if you just leave me alone.
Wow.
No, see, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
I'd just be like, leave me alone or we're all going to call the police.
Or that.
I think that would be a great way to start the day, just having somebody text you and say, blowy? No thanks.
No thanks.
The rest of the day.
I'm going to give you off this Sunday, but Monday you're giving me two.
Like, do I have to, like, come to work today? Is that, like what she's asking?
Calling in sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to think about that. Like, what if she meets somebody else and is like, look, I got this contract. Just going to let you know, every now and then he might call me up and I have to do it.
I have to go dust his balls off.
She probably looked at him and figured, well, he's not going to get one from anybody else. So,
yeah, he's not an attractive looking
guy. Yeah, if he's weird, like yellow Asian with a brown beard, that's fucking weird.
He is a weird looking
guy. And probably has a yellow Asian penis that's tiny.
I mean, he does really awesome artwork. So, I mean,
he's got
to
be Asian.
He's probably, knee high in poontang already.
Damn.
Now he has $200 million. He's probably up to his neck.
Damn.
Well, Asians are usually pretty short. So,
they're not very tall.
That's not a lot, really, when you think about it. But, yeah, this is little yellow member is getting
fake chowed.
Some Hong Kong phooey.
Damn.
No? Nothing?
Nah, I got nothing on that one, sorry.
All right, so the consensus is everybody would do it except for me.
Pretty much.
And that makes you gay.
No, it doesn't. It means if I had $200 million, I could do whatever the hell I want.
So, like...
So, his life's going to be preoccupied. He's not going to think of one blowjob.
Yeah. I can go out and get many.
Many. For, like...
Hello, everyone. I like many blowjobs today.
Like, I could either get one blowjob every day for $2 million, or I could get, like, 10 a day for, like, $20,000 apiece, or... $200,000 apiece.
The amount of money he would spend going out and finding women to blow him would probably be considerably less.
That's true.
Than $2 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just buying people drinks and saying, "Hey, I'm the guy who drew on Facebook's wall, mm-hmm. and they gave me $200 million."
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Thank you. Finally.
I get it now.
See, it's all about the hunt too. You know, you have to enjoy. Yeah, he'd get lazy after a while.
Oh, not
it
me.
Wouldn't be fun
no.
anymore.
I wouldn't hunt. No, I would just walk in and yell that.
Yeah, and you know, I mean.
I painted the shit on Facebook's wall. 200 million right here. Who's sucking this dick?
Exactly.
There's only so much one chick can do with an Asian penis. I mean, come on.
She would be living in my house, first off, and I would order how to do blowjob videos so she can learn new techniques monthly.
BBJ.
Yes. Big black blowjobs.
What? What?
What?
That's BBBJ.
Mm-hmm. Leave off the extra B for that's a typo.
Oh, fuck.
Was that come to Homer's BBBQ?
Yes.
The extra B is for BYOBB. That one was a typo. That's what it was.
Yes. Horrendous.
Oh. Drive-through funeral home.
Nice.
Offers convenience to mourners. Now, when I first saw this, I thought this was a pretty sad thing. They actually have a drive-through funeral home in L.A. where mourners can pay their respects without having to get out of their car.
It's lazy.
Yeah, they have the casket there, and people can drive up, look at the body, and then drive away.
I'd like to order from... Honey, throw some change at it. It's the toll. This is how you get out.
I'm sure there's plexiglass. And I thought this was like some kind of new lazy thing, you know, whatever. But apparently they've been open since 1974.
Horrendous.
So they've been around since, like, the advent of the drive-through, I think.
Does it say where it is?
Well, no.
I would picture these in Vegas.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, you would think so, yeah. Right?
The
probably
little chapel.
Yeah, a chapel. You drive through chapel, and then you can go see your mother who just died because you got married in a drive-through.
Well, they've seen an influx of business since Facebook started.
Wow.
You guys don't get that?
No, I got it.
Matt got it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
People are getting killed over Facebook.
Oh, right.
Oh, business is booming.
That's fucking stupid.
So you got the chapel, or you get like the drive-through hospital, and like the drive-through school, mm-hmm. drive-through chapel, drive-through
bar.
Like bar, yeah.
They used to have those on Route 95 going down to Florida. They used to have drive-through liquor stores where you can actually get a drink.
Just a drink.
Yeah, well, you can order stuff, or you can get, you know, they'll pour you a drink.
Mm-hmm. Then you get like the drive-through crack house.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sweet! They made those.
Then you get the drive.
Where Whitney was going.
You get the drive-through clinic and recovery and rehabilitation center, and then you get the drive-through funeral homes.
That's right.
Drive-through abortions.
You can live your whole life in your car.
Perfect. Ugh.
Some people do, I'm sure.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Hyundai Accent hatchback.
Owner Peggy Scott Adams told the LA Times. It's a unique feature that sets us aside from other funeral parlors. You can come by after work. There's no need to deal with the parking. You can sign the book outside, and the family knows you paid your respects. It's a convenience thing.
Wow.
Millions and millions served.
They're saying that the drive-through idea is not gimmicky or heartless, and that it is a convenient. It's convenient for the elderly or for those on their lunch break.
Wow.
They can also be found in Chicago and Louisiana.
Louisiana, fast.
Louisiana. And the Popeyes. Well, drive-through funeral homes.
I know where I'm going when I die now.
Where, Louisiana?
Fuck hell. Yeah.
Why would you want to go there ever?
Yeah, just set me up in that little window there. You can just drive by. Mm-hmm.
Who could have created such a thing? Who could it be? Satan.
Satan?
Okay, I might as well do this story since somebody's fucking talking.
I'm really excited for it. I can't wait.
Yeah, I know.
That was like the most silence we've had.
Seriously. I have to cut that out, too, while I'm cutting
shit out. We have 16 stories.
I do, and I'm going to have none left by the time.
Perfect.
The quarter after eight, we're going to have to end early.
By the time Steve number one gets here.
I don't think he's coming.
Fuck him.
All right. Huge breasted model.
Oh, yeah.
32. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Double date.
Walks away from horror crash after her 38 triple K chest.
Whoa.
Yes.
Triple K tits.
Acted as an airbag.
Holy shit.
That's so delicious.
Shayla Hershey.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is.
Do you really?
I've heard of her. Them out on a few occasions.
32, crashed while driving home in Texas.
That's awesome because she is attempting to get the world record.
She once had 38 triple M breasts.
Yeah. And,
but they were reduced.
Yeah. She's trying to find a doctor to go bigger.
She held the record for the world's largest implants. She has walked away from a car crash after her breasts acted as an airbag. Whew. Sheila Hershey,
Shayla.
As I say.
Shayla. Is it
Shayla?
Is it a Y?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Shayla. I'm bad at names.
Well, whatever.
She has 38 triple K breasts. She was driving home near
the cake.
Near Houston, Texas,
yes.
After a Super Bowl party on Sunday when she crashed into a tree. Whoops.
Yeah, she had to go to South America, I think.
Really, to get them?
Yeah, to get.
Are you stalking this bitch?
No, I read a story about her.
I follow her whole vacation and life. Oh, yeah, she was on her way to ShopRite.
She lives on 32 Elm Street in Houston, Texas.
She's an ugly little gremlin, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty ugly. Yeah.
She black?
No.
She's white. Spanish.
Yeah, well, Spanish. Yeah. The mother was charged with drunk driving after the incident and allegedly was not wearing a seatbelt when she lost control. I don't see how she can wear a seatbelt.
She can wear a seatbelt. Strap right between
them. Those things are bigger than all of our guts put together. And
damn.
That's big.
Yeah. That's the second time that reference has been made.
Really?
Didn't Dan say something about like his dad? Didn't he say something like he's like, oh yeah, my dad had a big gut. He's like, it was bigger than all of our guts put together.
No.
I think it brought back a little memory there.
I don't think, well, Dan's dad was a very frail, small man, so.
Yes, but him. He told the story about the elephant or something like that.
Oh, wait, that was back in the day, right?
Yeah, I know, you were seven.
Good,
I
fucking
it.
Leave it there, all right? I don't fucking care.
All right, you're off.
Oh.
I said bullshit.
I think my breasts saved my life, she told.
She
Barcroft Media. The accident was so bad, my boobs are sore.
They didn't pop,
But they protected the rest of me. Her car spun around and hit a tree during the crash, but she denied the drunk driving charge. Really?
No.
Despite the crash, Hershey, who once had 38 double M breasts, we know, avoided injury because her huge bust protected the rest of her body.
Do you think she steers the car with her nips?
Like, how does she get in a car? Like, what kind of car can support her breasts?
She drives like a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
Does she have a car bra on?
Her tits ride shotgun.
And they have a picture of her house.
Yeah, that's the only place where breasts fit.
Custom doors that just like rounded on the sides.
And they have pictures of the car. Accident doesn't look that bad. I don't know. Whatever.
It's just to fucking get her publicity.
Probably. She had 2,500 cc's of saline liquid implanted into her breast before having more saline gradually introduced to her in her hometown of Vitória, Brazil.
That's a lot.
I'm sorry, Vitória, Brazil.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of cc's.
To compare, everybody knows what JWoww looks like. How she looks ridiculous. Yes. She looks like the letter P.
She's an ugly fucking pig with AIDS.
She said on the show that she's 700. Now that is more than three times.
So they can actually increase and decrease just by putting saline in them?
Yeah.
They leave like a little fucking valve tap on the fucking underboob.
No, I think they got to take them out.
Yeah.
They do have ones that they can add more, though.
They just hook a bike pump up to that thing.
They should just do like the old school pumps. Nike Air Jordans.
Yeah, on the nips, right?
Yeah. Going out.
Oh, hang on. Got to pump up.
Come home at night, just and go to bed.
There you go.
I don't know how these people not die of sleep apnea.
How do they not die from stupidity?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Over the past 10 years, she has spent over $100,000 to maintain her breasts and wants more surgery to take her breasts back up to 38 triple M.
Maintain? Like, to get rid of the moss that's growing and shit on
between them? No, I guess she just keeps changing her mind, and she wants whatever cc's of tits.
No, I think it's medically, though. I think it's medically that she had to have them reduced.
Probably.
That's when I heard the story.
Yeah, she was
sure the stress on her body has to be massive.
She's probably like tilted forward all the time.
Her back is probably, yeah. It must have a horrible back.
She looks like fucking Quasimodo.
She does. She's not attractive. Is she like a nude model or
no
is she
idea.
Just...
You know where the fuck she's going. She's going. Oh, she's going to South America. Is she a nude model? I have no idea.
Don't know. No, let me Google it. I'm just doing an image search for her and see if...
her teeth pop up.
Well, her teeth do pop up.
Boom!
I have safe search off, and I don't see any nips.
No fuck, nips. I want to see the nips.
I'm sure
they're
awful
probably
looking.
Hideously disfigured.
Probably the size of a fucking hubcap.
Is that a fucking...
That's dusty.
Dusty?
That's a little dusty in there.
I like my dips. My nip. Like the size of a hubcap, baby.
I got a can of dip the size of a hubcap, baby. Shit.
Like two big pieces of pies in the sky, baby.
Oh, imagine what like her underboob is like in like the 100-degree weather.
Imagine what, yeah, she lives in Houston.
Ew.
Oh, can you imagine what that smells like?
Yeah, like deadness.
Oh,
like
deadness.
Death.
Anyway, fuck you.
What's the like, what's her name? Hershey what?
was it Shayla?
Hershey Keith.
Shayla.
Shayla.
S H E Y L A Hershey. Doubt is her real name.
Probably not.
The Hershey family from Brazil.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
Maybe she's married.
Yeah. You think it's just Sheila? She's ugly as shit.
She is ugly.
She's a gremlin.
Yeah. Does a what?
She's an I. This one's a Y.
You can fucking bounce a quarter off them things, man.
Yeah. Okay.
They looked pretty firm.
To say the least. Like, wouldn't you get, like, stretch marks and shit from that?
Who knows?
You get, like, fucking scoliosis from shit like that?
Can you get celiacs from this stuff?
And
fuck off.
If you find the story here, they actually have her mugshot. It's premature with, like, almost no makeup.
Oh.
And it's
not pretty,
it's
huh?
Bad. It's going to be hard to look at.
Yes. Anyway.
Damn.
Or she kissed me.
I'm done with these breasts.
Oh. Flip, flop, and fly.
So, she survived. That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
it is. She should be dead.
Ugh. $100,000. Give me that $100,000.
Yeah.
See, I don't like anything over a big B.
What?
Yeah. What?
A big B?
Yeah.
I'm allergic to those.
Like anything?
Big B.
anything else is a waste.
What is Jamie?
Yeah, what? Fuck off.
What's that?
I like big tits.
Do you know what a big B is?
Yeah. It's right below fucking small C. anything else more is a fucking waste of time.
It's like a capital B.
No.
Waste of time.
I just wanted to fit in my mouth and that's it.
What do you want, like jawbreaker size tits?
No, that's like A's, bro. I'm talking big B's.
Big B's, like 38B.
Yeah, it's nice and huge.
30, yeah, 30 I mean, you might want to hang out around more. Middle schools or something because you'll find a ton of them there.
Wow.
But no. Most grown women do not have B-cup tits.
Yes, they do.
Not anymore.
Most women don't have triple Ks.
No, well, that's true.
Especially in the South.
Or the
Why, what do you guys, what letter of the alphabet do you guys prefer?
I like big C's, low D's. Maybe big D's. Anything below an E is fine.
Yeah.
Below an E cup T.
I'll say that. Anything below an E. E is a little bit much.
C to E.
Well, that's a double D, though. Double D and E is interchangeable.
Are they really?
Really? Okay, anything under an F.
Mm-hmm.
See, you guys are getting gross.
Fuck off. Enjoy your fucking prepubescent tits.
Dude, 40 years old, they ain't tits no more.
You've got
fucking...
Enjoy your fucking bee stings.
They're fucking droopy fucking elfin ears.
You've got fucking B cup tits.
I know, and they're delish.
Delish.
Oh, we were talking about your breasts.
Yes.
Oh,
who's the guy I was talking about?
I prefer that's a horse when I'm of a different big color. Bee.
I don't want yours. Yours are pale and hairy.
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You showed your cleavage to us yesterday.
That's right, I did.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Well, we want a chick to pose with the bumper sticker across her nips.
He's like, here, like this.
So Derek said that he would do it, and then he squeezed his tits together.
Whoa.
And then Steve's just in the corner.
Much like you, his chest has never seen the sunlight.
No. Why would it?
Too shy.
Who the hell wants to see that shit? don't even want to see it.
It's true.
He looks in the mirror every morning and just sighs.
He goes in the bathroom, the shower, and just shuts the light off.
Dude.
Don't even look at me.
Yeah. That's why I cut my nuts. Lights were off. Like, I don't even want to see this. Ow.
He's just using his iPhone like LED screen to like shave.
His flashlight app. Just, okay, hurry up.
I do have a flashlight app.
It's like the backup cam.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A dad in Ohio was arrested on a charge of felony domestic violence for putting his three-year-old son in a...
oven.
You say oven?
Dryer.
Dryer?
Wood chipper.
Wood chipper? A what?
Cactus.
Cactus?
He just cuts cactus. That's pretty cool.
I think we have a winner here. A dryer.
Awesome. Oh,
Who won?
The reason why I said that is because...
Could you send him the fucking story?
Derek has a dryer story.
Did you put your son in the dryer?
Yeah, I was in there. Yeah, my mother almost turned it on. I had a blanket and a toy, and I went in the dryer and shut it. I was going to scare my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I took all the towels out. And she went in there and just went to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
But then she saw all the towels in the corner. And she's like, what the hell? So she opened it up and there it was.
And then she closed it and turned it on.
No fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Did you scare her?
I scared her because she almost turned the dryer on with me in it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you could have just punched the door.
You were probably a pretty portly baby. So it probably wouldn't have moved too much.
No, Derek gradually.
Yeah, this took years of work.
Oh, okay.
This is a masterpiece right here. This just didn't just happen overnight. A
disaster piece.
Yes.
Disaster piece.
He put a three-year-old in the clothes dryer and turned it on. Jamal E. Bailey, and he is a white dude, 40, was also charged with a misdemeanor count of child endangerment. You think so?
A misdemeanor?
A misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor.
He is misdemeanor.
The deputy's responding to the home about 80 miles for a well-being check. They were responding for a well-being check when they found the boy had been placed in the dryer as a form of punishment.
On tumble dry.
It's okay. He's on delicates.
Wow. His relationship to the child was not immediately clear.
Really?
They did not find any visible injury to the child, but they were called to follow up. It was unclear if he had obtained a lawyer. He was convicted in 1999 of domestic violence for assaulting a 5-year-old family member.
Hmm. You were 11 then, Sean.
When was this?
So this guy just beats up on little kids.
Yep,
pretty much. He's just a kid beater.
And leaves them wrinkle-free.
Exactly. And fucking dryer line fresh.
Yikes.
You guys just got nothing today, huh?
You just told me a kid... A fucking grown-ass man put a 3-year-old kid in a dryer.
Turned it on.
And what do you want me to say?
Yeah, you want me to make humor out of that?
Yeah, right?
That's just fucking gross.
All the shit you guys talk about. That's where you draw the line.
Let's go back to sucking dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I draw the line at Bobby Heenan. You can make fun of the Holocaust. You can make fun of 9/11.
We had a whole show where we were talking about Anne Frank and ragging on her just for being who she is. But somebody brought up Bobby Heenan and we're like,
come on.
I mean, you can make fun of the 9/11. You can make fun of you can make fun of the Indonesian tsunami. You can make fun of all that.
And we do on a daily basis.
We do.
And we do it. But you can't make fun of Bobby Heenan.
No.
It's because he did nothing but good in his life. He should be a saint.
Well, he probably makes a ton of money.
As far as I'm concerned, he is. I doubt he makes a ton of money.
He probably does.
He does a lot of conventions. But
all those fucking Halloween masks, the Scream masks?
Holy shit.
Oh, poor Bobby.
What did we just say?
Okay, that was it. I'm done. You always look shocked.
Shock.
I'm done now. Done.
Shock. God. Poor Bobby.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Oh, see, now you got nothing, right?
Looks like we need more stories.
Say something about Bobby.
Thank God we have 16 stories.
This is a wee show. Just start making fun of each other.
Oh, you're just mad because Steve didn't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about it or?
I don't care.
No, you do care.
Not next story.
It doesn't bother me.
Do we have anything on Whitney Houston?
That she's dead.
What was it? Her place and time of death are unknown.
Well, she was found in the tub.
Yeah. She was
face down, legs up.
Marinating.
That's the way she likes to
face
fuck.
Face down, legs up?
Yeah, so it's like she passed out into the tub.
Nose down, ass up.
So like her face was in the tub and her legs were kind of hanging off up in the air. So it's like she did a belly flop in the tub.
That is probably maybe 2 feet so she's, shorter than her. So
she banged a line off a fucking mirror.
And she's like, cannonball!
Yep.
And just never got up.
Then she passed out. Her heart exploded and she belly flopped into the tub.
Dink!
And what is going on with her daughter? Her daughter's sent to the hospital twice since she died.
For ferociously masturbating.
What?
Whoa!
That's what I read.
Ferociously.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to TMZ.
Just fiercely going at it.
Whitney Houston, water found in her lungs. No shit. She had water in her lungs when she died. Medical examiner needs to examine exactly how much before they can...
Holy shit. Do you think her old fucking crack fell in the tub and she was trying to snort it from the...
Oh, so basically they're trying to figure out whether she died and then fell in the tub or whether she fell in the tub and died.
I think she died and then fell in the tub.
I think she was dying and fell in the tub.
What, was she flopping around in the tub like a dying fish?
I guess so.
Jeez.
Well, they said she was in there for about an hour. That's why they went in after her because she was just in there. Now, if I was in the bathroom for an hour, nobody would
That'd
say
typical,
shit. Yeah, it would just be like, it's still dumping.
Do you think they'll find like female juices underneath her fucking fingers? Like she was masturbating before
what
she
died? What is with you and the Houston family masturbating?
I don't know.
And Bobby Brown's in the corner.
Masturbating. The bodyguards are masturbating.
I'm telling you, it's going to wind up where he fucking killed her somehow and just put her in a bathtub and goes, fuck.
I don't think they were even close to each other. They were divorced and stuff.
No, there's all kinds of bullshit going on.
Well, it's
going
to be 4 to 6 weeks before the toxicology comes back.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. We're going to get that guy who checked out Benoit.
I think she was a spy, much like Marilyn Monroe.
There was, we found normal doses of hydrocodone in her system and elevated levels of alcohol. But that could be due to the decomposition of the human anatomy, which produces alcohol. It's
and
well known fact.
And orgasms.
You sound like the public defendant from My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny?
I guess you saw it?
Once or twice.
Okay.
Whitney Houston's 18-year-old daughter, and it is Bobby Christina Brown.
Okay.
So Bobby Brown's daughter, he named Bobby Brown. Bobby with an I. It was just rushed to the Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A. It's her second trip to the hospital since her mother passed away last night. According to our sources, this is TMZ, not us. Bobby was taken out of the Beverly Hilton on a stretcher.
Huh.
That's the same hotel where Whitney was found dead. According to our sources, she went to the hospital last night as well, but was not transported via ambulance. We're told she was hysterical, exhausted, and inconsolable.
She was funny?
Hysterical.
She was laughing uncontrollably.
Tickling everybody's funny bone on the way
tickling.
In.
Tickling. Tickle pink.
I think they just got a bad batch of the crack.
So she was tickling pinky is what you're saying.
Yeah, they smoked, masturbated, and died.
Oh, you're fucking...
Jesus. What?
Jesus Christ.
What?
I have one day you have bad crack, masturbate, and die.
That sounds actually fun.
It does, yeah. That's the way to go.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean... It's not like this wasn't, you know, expected or anything.
It's like it's an utter surprise.
I hate when they publish a story and they're like, oh, shocking death. No, it's not.
I'm surprised she lived this fucking long.
Exactly.
I just hate when they glorify drug addicts. I've been tweeting that and Facebooking that all day.
They're like, oh, she's had a lot of problems and
and nobody gave a shit about her up until she died.
You know.
When I heard she died last night, my first reaction was just complete and total indifference. I hadn't even thought of her.
Nobody did.
In at least 2 years, I would say.
Nobody did. Now she's all over the fucking radio. I bet you tonight there's going to be some Lifetime Achievement Award for her.
Wow.
I'm sure they're going to do something.
Yeah. And awesome. She's just nothing but a piece of shit when it comes down to it.
Bottom line.
Do you remember when she did the reality show with Bobby Brown?
Mm-hmm.
And they had that whole segment where... She was constipated, and he had to go in her ass with something and pull shit out of her.
Horrendous.
Well, yeah, right then and there, she should have just killed herself.
That's jumping the shark there for her.
You
for
think?
Her. That's definitely like...
They were all high on drugs, and he was pulling shit out of her ass on a VH1 reality show.
It was balloons of fucking coke.
Probably.
Mule. She's a fucking mule.
Where are you going, Sheila? You leaving?
Bye.
She gets mad when we talk about Whitney Houston.
She's like, oh, poor fucking Whitney.
I thought it...
I wasn't even, like, born when any of her songs came out.
That's true.
All right,
that's true.
We get it.
She's younger than me. She's young.
She's younger than me.
See, I thought originally, I saw everybody saying, rest in peace, Whitney. I thought it was Whitney Cummings that died.
Well, a lot of people were wishing that, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody would care either.
I wish Whitney Cummings would masturbate before she dies.
Dude, Whitney Cummings is younger than us, and I thought she was like 40.
Is she younger than us?
She's only like 28.
Man, you are old as shit.
Maybe 30. She might be 30 now.
I'd bang her, though.
Yeah.
You'd bang anybody.
But she does. She looks like she's 40.
Call me. She does look disgusting.
She's barely 30, and she looks like she's 40.
She's got like the Sherry Martel thing going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She looks like Marilyn Manson and just fucking malnutritioned.
Malnutrition Marilyn Manson. That is stretching it.
Yeah.
That is.
With no bulge.
Because if you remember the, what was it, the Sweet Dreams video? He looked pretty unhealthy.
Pretty gaunt, yeah.
Yeah, pretty unhealthy there.
And it still looked fucking better than Whitney Cummings.
That's true. It's a little more body fat.
So, yeah, Whitney Houston's dead. And the jokes were... I mean, I've never seen the internet explode with jokes like this.
Oh, awesome.
It was...
Everyone hates her.
I know. I don't know. It was just like... Not even Michael Jackson had that many jokes. Right away, top trending topics on Twitter was Whitney Houston, crackhead, Kevin Costner, and like some other bullshit. Like, it was... Just jokes upon jokes upon jokes.
I've actually never seen so many related, like, trending topics before.
Yeah.
I think there was, like, one thing that didn't have anything to do with her death. But aside from that, like, from one to the last one for trending was all about Whitney.
Yeah.
Somebody I know posted a great fucking Facebook status. That wasn't it. If you died, Whitney Houston wouldn't write a status about you.
No, she wouldn't.
It's so true. She's just a human.
And by doing that, he just wrote a status about Whitney Houston.
He did.
Oh. What a twist.
What a twist.
What a twist.
It's almost paradoxical.
I liked somebody put R I I I P.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. And of course, her new movie, The Body Bag.
Which was my favorite one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then the one about Bobby Brown beat her to hell or something.
Oh, yeah. She
beat
Bobby Brown to death.
That's it.
That's funny.
Everyone automatically was thinking, oh, my God, poor Bobby Brown.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, it was like a race.
Well, Tony Bennett came out after...
He out of the closet?
Oh, what a fag.
Out of fucking nowhere. Speaking just hours after the passing of Whitney Houston, legendary singer Tony Bennett says he feels with the rash of celebrity deaths recently... It's time to legalize drugs.
Ah,
yeah.
What an idiot. Didn't he open his mouth recently, too? He was just dumb about?
I don't know.
I'm Tony Bennett.
Hey, I think we should all do drugs.
And shortly later, he died.
Well, I think I sound just like him, actually.
Kind of.
Yeah. Bennett performed at the Beverly Hilton last night. I think that's where she was dead, right?
That's probably because
she was going to the party where
Tony Bennett killed her.
In an evening dedicated to Houston, Bennett told the crowd, first it was Michael Jackson, then Amy Winehouse, now the magnificent Whitney Houston. Let's legalize drugs like Amsterdam. It's a very sane city now.
No, it's
but
not.
She was a crack addict.
Yeah, I don't think there's crack on every corner in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I got to say.
It's not that it's a sane city. It's just they're sane people. If you legalize drugs here, people would just go crazy. It's the people in Amsterdam, because I've worked with these people, they're just like way different. They're way chilled out.
More relaxed.
They're very relaxed. They're very like.
It's also
small.
Like, Amsterdam's big, it's also small compared to, an entire country of, you know, 300 million people.
They just have a different way of life and a different view on life, and they can handle their high. That's what it basically comes down to.
Can you imagine if everyone was just stoned all the time?
That'd be great. Be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it would be a very dull world.
Everybody is. I mean, anybody who wants to do drugs, I think, are doing drugs.
Yeah.
I don't think that there are really that many people that are like, God, I really want to do drugs, but it's illegal.
See, I don't think it's that.
Yeah, stupid laws hold me down.
The point I always hear people make when they say that you should just like legalize, like, I don't know, marijuana or something, is that people will stop trying to get it through illegal means if you do that, and it's the means of getting it is the more dangerous part, not the actual abuse of it, which I find to be ridiculous. With Amy Winehouse, I mean,
piece of shit,
that she was just, you know, inhaling friggin' crack, you know, that was just That's what she did, right? Am I right? She died of emphysema at age 27. That's not like enough time to develop emphysema.
Okay, put this crack in her hand and pretend you're surprised.
Like she's a piece of shit too.
Yeah.
And she's glorified also.
Yeah.
And even Michael Jackson was a drug addict.
Try to make me go to rehab. I said no.
I said dead.
Yeah, even Michael Jackson was a drug addict.
He was. Cares. Michael Jackson's, I don't know, Michael Jackson's.
He was a weird drug addict, though. Yeah. He was like it's on propofol and shit. Yeah.
Different he's alive. He's a child toucher. As soon as he dies, oh, he was a miracle worker.
A miracle worker.
He worked young kids' buttholes.
He did do that.
I'm surprised at the lack of people that were like making fun of Michael Jackson when he died. I think we were the only ones.
But I think How old were you when he died?
I don't know. I know. You were like 7. Jesus Christ. We get it.
I was on my fiance's prom weekend.
It was only like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
It was.
Oh, yeah. You were there, too.
Well, it had to be more than two because we did a show about it.
What?
We did an old show about it. Oh, it was a new show.
New show.
2008.
We talked about it.
Oh, yeah, because it was something that happened while we were off the air.
Was it?
2008.
It was 2008. Okay. So
June of 2008.
Almost 4 years ago.
On my cousin's birthday, and she was very mad about that.
Aww.
Do you think he masturbated before he died?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Michael Jackson was black, right?
At one point in time.
He had about half the rights.
Yeah. Okay.
He had a white wiener.
Yeah.
He got half of the welfare checks.
Yeah. So we have a guest in the studio today listening to the show.
Yeah, he doesn't look too impressed.
His name's Tom.
I know.
I think he was expecting a better show.
Most people are.
Well, he's all jazzed out today in his Michael Knight jacket going on.
Ooh.
He's laughing essentially right now, but he has no mic.
That's all right.
Do you want to see me eat spoonful of cinnamon?
Yes.
Yep.
Are you going to do it?
I don't think so.
What the fuck? You said you were.
I just want to see if anybody wanted to see it.
Let's see it.
You can play back last week's show. You said.
You want to try it?
No, I've tried it.
Have you? What happens?
I don't want to throw up.
Oh, stop
eating pussy. He doesn't want a blowy.
What?
Steve doesn't want a blowy. He's talking about the cinnamon. What happened?
Did you actually get the cinnamon down your throat?
Steve, you said last week you were going
to
do it.
I didn't say I was going to.
Bullshit.
Play it back.
Do we have
the cinnamon?
You said you were, and then I said something about people maybe dying from it, and you're like, oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, no way.
But originally you said you were.
I said basically the only way you can die from it is if you're allergic to it. He goes, well, I might be.
Yeah, I think I am.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
I very well. Because I've never had French toast, so I might be allergic.
Cinnamon and penicillin.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Can somebody do it?
I don't want to do it.
What the fuck am I going to ask you?
Try it again,
Tom. Asshole.
That would be an awesome finishing move for a French wrestler, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Stupid fucking thing to say.
It's awesome.
What would the move be, though?
I would picture being like the Kryptonite Crunch. Like,
there you go.
Nova's move.
The
running reverse bulldog.
Fuck off, it's mine.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch now.
He'd pick him up like on the around the back and run with him and sit out with the
CTC.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch!
Or if you just turn that baker guy into a gimmick.
Yes, perfect.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch baker, whatever.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so
remember there was
it?
Three of them, then they killed off the two? Now there's just one?
That's right.
What happened to them?
I don't know. That is a very, very interesting point.
Because there was the fat one with the mustache, which I think they kept. Then there was like the tall, skinny one and like another short one. And then the one guy was missing.
Mm-hmm.
They had a whole gimmick where
he was missing.
He was missing, and the other two guys are like, where is he? Mm-hmm. And then they found him, and then they got rid of the two guys.
They wrote him off.
Yeah, it's like they sent him out to look for him, and then they fucking locked the door and changed the lock on it.
Wrapped his lunch in a roadmap.
Exactly.
You going to do it?
Maybe next week if we get the camera.
Oh,
I'm not going to throw up in my living room without anybody watching.
I have a camera
watching.
Here.
The camera's right there.
No.
Done.
No.
No, we got to...
Just
gotta,
say no then. Don't be conditional.
We got to promote this first.
Oh, yeah?
We didn't really promote it.
Fuck off.
I say we all do it.
No.
Pussy.
Maybe you were thinking of... Oh, there we go. Done.
You'll do it?
Tom will do it.
You're going to do
right
it?
Right now?
Sweet. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's
get
the
cam on.
Going.
Boom, boom, boom.
Do you have cinnamon, Jamie?
Will you throw up? Is that definite?
We'll just get a garbage can. And
like you can't actually swallow it, correct? Because when we were reading it, like they said you can't even swallow it.
No. It's really, it's like impossible.
Shit. So fucking excited.
I'll try it anyway.
That's what
I'm hungry.
Said.
All right, so someone's going to do the fucking cinnamon challenge.
I mean, I saw a video of...
Clutch, start promoting the shit out of that shit.
Like a friggin' like five-year-old doing it.
Oh, God.
So we have the cam up. If you're interested, go to aristocratsradio.com. We have the Ustream feed right on the front page so you can see it.
This is what you get to stare at the whole time we're here? It's awesome.
Yes. I'm glad you brought Tom today.
Yeah,
I got out of this.
Good thing I didn't. Oh, you weren't going to do it anyway, you fucking pussy. So good thing I did bring Tom.
I mean, I was totally going to do it.
You are a fucking pussy.
Tom, we got to get him a mic. We got to get him a mic.
Well, you can mic him.
Yeah, so okay. Yeah, just hold the mic by him.
It'd be like the interviewer.
Or right by his cack.
Not for nothing. Tom's already red.
Oh, he has like rosacea or some shit like that.
Rosacea.
Do you want to get water too afterwards?
Get him a oh my God, is he gonna, he's not going to eat a bowl of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Just a spoon.
Get a teaspoon
of sugar.
Not a tablespoon.
A bowl
a
full of cinnamon.
James, if you can get a teaspoon.
Is that video up right now?
Oh, it's a teaspoon. Yeah, I thought it was a tablespoon.
Maybe they can look at something besides the four.
Well, I don't. Nobody wants to be.
It's not. I thought it was a tablespoon.
Well, whatever.
Tablespoons, it's more.
Oh, this is so exciting.
It's more.
Is he getting ready to do it now?
Wait, hang,
hang on a second, because I gotta get you all.
We gotta get you set up on camera.
Yeah, Sean's
gotta
get the microphone.
There's gonna be some mic noise here.
Want to do a little warm up, a little bit? Let's see. Oh my God,
Jesus. All right,
that's a lot. That's a lot.
Can you do it more like in front of this table so I can get you on cam?
Hang on one second.
So are you recording the camera too, Derek?
Oh, the cam is going live and being recorded.
Awesome.
Hang on one second. Yeah, hang on one sec.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's, all right, let's give it a minute and make sure everybody...
We're so, like, 2009 with this shit.
Wait, just wait, wait.
Hang on, I know it's delicious, but
they had to go to Ustream for this, right?
Yes, ustream.tv/channel.
Oh, you need, like, a fucking...
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a teaspoon.
No, it's supposed to be a tablespoon, right?
I always thought teaspoon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, if it's a teaspoon, then do teaspoon. Yeah. Don't do tablespoon.
Oh, sorry.
Don't do too much.
No.
I would make sure that water is open if you're going to be going.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Get everything
this
prepped.
This is
going
to be
here.
Great.
Is it?
No, I guarantee it's going to be vomit all over the floor.
Did you get him a garbage can? Did you get him a garbage can?
He's going to throw up somewhere. Get a garbage can, dumbass. What a dummy.
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
Why is everybody moving now?
I'll tell you what, too, because when you go on Ustream, they play an ad first. So we'll just wait a minute for everyone to get a... And if you miss it, you can actually go to our Ustream page and you can view the video.
Sweet.
Post-mortem. I was actually listening to the Super Bowl show and watching the snack cam at work.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was riveting.
I got those like 9 cameras. Everyone's got their phone out.
Everybody wants a piece.
I think it's probably... Well, where's Steve?
The only
is he really pissing?
He's looping. He's got the mic with him?
Let me get some Twitter followers out of this.
Oh,
sure.
Plug my Twitter.
We'll plug him.
We'll plug whatever the hell you want. Nobody listens.
You'll plug your ass if you want.
Actually, we're not even on the air. This is just all playing onto the laptop.
Did Steve really just go take a piss?
He did.
Hi, how did your fucking tampon come out? Hurry up.
Jesus. You're nervous
for
a vote.
What?
Because you don't want to get puke on your floor? Well, you got a tile floor. You're all right.
Okay. So are we ready now?
All right. So I think we're ready now. I'm going to put the camera on him. Just try and stay in that spot if you can. This is Tom doing the cinnamon challenge on the aristocrats. Go for it. All right. He's got a mouthful.
Instant
plume of smoke.
And we don't know like if he's like... Oh. Now, I hear drinking water is actually not
what
you're supposed to do.
We should probably put a garbage bag in there first.
Oh, I got so nervous because he looked like he was going to puke.
Are we supposed to call
an ambulance
or anything? Like, are we supposed to just sit here and record him? What are we doing here? Like, he's very red right now.
He fucking just gulped that shit right up.
That was impressive.
Oh, I can smell it.
That was impressive. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if Steve did it? Steve would be like
crying.
Fucking,
he'd just be shitting himself.
Well, the good thing is the whole room smells like cinnamon.
It smells like Christmas time in here.
It smells.
I think he's okay.
The first
Can you
word
breathe?
Is
he good? He's good. I smell it. It's good.
Give us a thumbs up if you don't want an ambulance.
Okay, good. Good.
Right. Thank God. Wow, that was violent. I actually got nervous.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that ever again. The look on his face, my God.
It was like instantaneous. It wasn't even like a settle. It was
Yikes. It's basically just like eating like flavored sawdust. That's basically what it is. We good? Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Use your water. Do like your mouthwash
and
with the water.
He volunteered for this. He knew. He already tried it once, and he did it again.
A trooper.
Just for ratings. One more spoon. Oh, shit. There we go.
This was an awesome idea.
Oh, wait. The cam wasn't on. Can we do it again?
Oh, man. Okay.
I feel bad now.
All right. I do feel bad. What do we give him for doing this?
Follow at T-Shizzle. 618
Oh, for Rizzcrats bumper stickers? Is all right?
Yeah. You get everybody a bumper sticker.
You're welcome.
Everybody will give him a high five for that?
I will.
For helping us out here?
I will, after I stop recording on my
phone.
Yes.
He's good.
All right, good. And he's alive.
All right, everybody give him a round of applause, everybody.
Yeah, hold on. How do you hold the mic and do it?
Yeah.
Wow. Well done.
That was intense.
Well done. Get this fucking cinnamon off my chair.
That was intense.
Talk about it. Let's get this guy a mic.
Well, you two can share a mic.
No, I'm not going to make out with him.
He's officially on the show now.
Goodness. Oh, boy. That was rough. Yeah.
That went well.
Oh, man. Looks terrible. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we got a show.
That was awesome.
Thanks for saving us, Tom.
No problem.
See, Tom did it, and I felt bad. If Steve did it and did that, I would be laughing my ass off.
If I did it, all right, I'm 30 going on 31. I would have been on the ground in fetal position having a seizure.
Probably.
I'm 30 going on 38, and you know what?
Can't use channel one.
Oh, what the fuck?
Can't use channel one, brother, because it sucks.
Hey!
I
grabbed the one with a really
tiny
cord.
Interesting email.
You did.
See photos of black singles near you.
Wow, yes.
Blackpeoplemeet.com dating.
I saw a commercial for that.
I've seen it. This is how black people meet.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's what they call prison.
What? New intro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, maybe next time I'll be in the intro.
Maybe.
You dick.
Let me see. Let's read it. Let's see what it says. Oh, my goodness.
Man, I single? Feel terrible for you.
Meet amazing black singles near you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
And it's got pictures of, let's see. There's a couple attractive black girls here.
Uh-huh.
Some very white-looking black guys.
White-looking black guys?
Yeah, like.
Like business black guys.
Yeah, they're wearing suits, so they have to be some kind of white to be successful.
It's like a guy in an orange button-down shirt. He got a big smile on his face. You got a not-so-happy
That's
looking.
Not cinnamon gum, is it, Tom? Okay.
Big red. Throws up from that too.
So how horrible was that?
That was awful.
Really? And that's the second time you've done it.
Yeah. You get like a pinch down, maybe. Like a little tiny pinch. And then.
Have you ever seen anybody actually do it? Get it down? No?
Never.
I don't think I've ever.
Have you ever seen anybody else do it?
Yeah. It was like a group of us that tried it. And no one. Just vomit.
So nice. Actually that was actually
you didn't
successful because you didn't vomit.
Was it hard not to vomit?
I felt like I was going to, but
you looked like you were going to. You had that awful, like that, like oh face, and I'm just like, oh, he's gonna puke, and
like,
I'm gonna puke,
your
and
lips come
puke.
Your lips come out. You look like Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Oh man. Wait a minute, Howard the Duck came out before you were born. How do you know about that?
Oh, I had it on VHS.
Oh,
it's a Disney movie.
VHS. No, it's
not. It's not a Disney movie.
It is not a Disney.
It's actually the same animatronics as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me.
Yep.
That was a good one. I gotta watch that again.
Yeah,
I think it's on Netflix.
Howard Dawn.
She was hot in that. What was her name?
She, I don't know, but she was singing.
Wait,
Black Velvet.
You're talking about the female.
Yes, not the duck.
Female duck.
No, not the duck.
Shake those tail feathers.
Who was in that movie?
Howard.
Who?
Howard.
No, who's the chick in the movie?
The duck.
The one that Howard. Yeah.
Can't believe it only got two stars on IMDb. Come on.
There's so much cinnamon over here. It's yeah. The scent of my Chris. Nose is running.
What about Rotten Tomatoes?
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Yes.
Oh, so but
Back
yeah.
to the Future.
Back to the Future mom, yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
There is just cinnamon all on yes, his teeth.
There is. I saw that before.
Oh, gross.
He's got cinnamon gums. Cinnamon
I'm going to taste gums. Cinnamon for like the next 3 weeks.
Probably, yeah. You're going to be... Yeah.
Well, imagine if you get really drunk and you throw up everywhere. It just tastes like cinnamon.
Yeah, I she, guess that's a plus.
Yeah.
She had a TV series, didn't right, she? Caroline.
Caroline in the City, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
But, yeah, she was like, she got down to her knickers in that movie, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Wait, what did you say?
Knickers.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can see in the 1955, she had a pretty decent body on her in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares about her body? Oh. No, Tom just did a cinnamon challenge.
Trying to move on, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I'm just glad I didn't do that.
I actually never heard of that until somebody posted it on your wall. Or you posted it on...
With the cinnamon?
Yeah.
They did, that was from, like, yeah, years ago. That was big on the internet.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's resurfacing.
And then I saw it on your Facebook, and then I watched it, like, and I kept watching it, like, yeah. Different ones. I was like, oh, my God, who would do this?
Sean, well, how about we try it, but smaller than a teaspoon?
Let's just have some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Why don't you guys hold hands while you do it, too?
Yeah.
Just a swirl of cinnamon sugar in everybody.
No, like a half a teaspoon.
It what, so we can just half vomit?
Wow.
Because I think it would still have the same effect.
Mm. Okay, so you do it,
but half.
No, let's do it together.
That just sounds gay. Are we going to link arms and we'll take each other's spoons?
Why don't you guys dock, hold hands, and then kiss each other with the cinnamon in your mouths? How about that?
What are you, a horny pervert?
Because that's what this is sounding like it's getting to.
I mean, if you're down.
You try it?
Ew, no, I'm kidding. Fucking faggot.
No, not the docking part.
I mean,
unless you want to.
That's the only fun part about it.
That's the only, you know, enjoyable
part.
That's
the only part I was going to agree to.
Well, you guys are compatible because you're same size,
just
right?
Just as long as he doesn't transfer schmegma onto me.
Well, I just want to play the audio from the one I had on my Facebook
page.
Oh,
no.
This girl who did it.
She's instant.
Yeah. She, you had it in your mouth longer than this girl. She put it in her mouth, and instantly it was like just
like dicks.
We're talking about cinnamon.
Great music.
And she puts it in her mouth right now.
Done.
Oh, wow. This doesn't sound like...
She crying?
Pretty much.
Ew.
This sounds like she's giving a but BBJ. That's what
the,
it sounds like.
The noise. The listen again. I just rewound it.
Ew, imagine what her BJ sound like.
That's what I'm saying right there.
And then she comes up after drinking water and tries to talk, and I guess it hits her again, and she ends up, like, vomiting.
But it was funny, because right as she, like, does that thing, like a cloud
a
of dust.
A huge brown
it's
cloud
like
of
fucking
smoke.
Bobby Brown's, like, I don't know.
Oh, Bobby Brown's tears.
Yeah.
Wow.
Instead of using the baking soda on shows, I mean, we just use cinnamon. That might be a good idea.
There's a vomit finish.
Imagine you go do it like Muda, like just to blow the dust out.
Oh,
just
God.
There's the Cinnamon Toast Crunch maneuver.
That's it.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I
love it.
I just want to hear Joey Styles yell it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The
oh,
CTC.
My God. Oh, my God. The CTC.
Oh, Lord.
Well, at least Tom saved the show.
He did.
Sure, he did.
Yeah, and so you guys watch it later, then text me 2 days from now and go, you know, it wasn't that bad.
We re-listened to it.
Every
it
fucking
okay.
time. Oh, that show was awful. No, I don't think it was that bad, guys. No, it was awful. You know, Wednesday comes around. You know, I listened to the show. It was actually pretty fucking good. Yes, that's what I fucking said 3 days ago.
Well, who was that?
Who the fuck was
Matt?
It? Oh. I looked at Sheila first.
I looked at Sheila and then Jamie because it was off mic. Like, who is? If it was one of them two, they're so far off mic, that must have been so loud.
It was such a pussy burp. It was just.
We should get the girls to do the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Challenge.
Jamie, do it.
Wow.
You don't swallow
See, if
it.
I did
Sheila,
it,
you're up.
If I did it and I.
She's going to get Sheliac's disease.
No. I don't know. Try it.
I think the key is to just, like, block your throat off.
Once it touches the roof of your mouth, that's when
it's all over.
All
done.
Hell breaks loose.
So you can't even just put it in your mouth. Don't even try to swallow.
So it's just it burns
it,
like the...
You know, it instantly absorbs all the moisture in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it makes... Imagine not having saliva. That would be bad.
Huh. So you could do this with sawdust, too.
So. That's what I said. He's basically just ate flavored sawdust.
Cinnamon twat challenge, Clint. Open up, girls.
In there.
Oh my god! Imagine there's just five fucking girls, one naked chick. You just fucking crop duster with cinnamon. Go wow,
and then try sticking it in there.
Ew, no.
Yeah. You guys keep talking. I have to use the bathroom.
Oh my god.
Ugh.
Show's over. Show's over.
Can we press a pause button?
Why don't you bring the mic in there with you, Derek?
Yeah, Derek, you want to hear the poop coming out of your butt.
Well, the second he sits in the toilet, I'm taking the mic against the door.
Good idea, if it reaches.
I got the long one. Switching. Hey, I'm back.
Oh, Sean's got the long one.
That's what she said.
Not too thick, but pretty long. It's like a Twizzler.
Shh. All right, come on. Get
put it right
there.
On the bottom.
Already, he's probably already bleeding out of his ass.
Oh, shit.
Tom, if you don't know this, he has colitis, so he shits blood all the time.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
There we go. Right up to the door. There you go.
Doom.
Let me think.
Derek, you all right?
Yeah. I don't want to hear him grunt or anything.
Is everything coming out all right?
Nice and cool lady.
Cool lady.
It's a cool lady.
I don't hear nothing.
Nice Sean, lady.
Sean, get lower. Like about where the toilet seat would be. Not that low.
No. Oh, I hear something. I wanted to be like when former cast member Craig was letting it loose in the bathroom. He's like, it's coming. It's on the way. Special delivery. Nothing, huh?
This is so uneventful.
Yeah, this is not working.
See, this is the problem.
What he's doing is he positioned himself on the toilet so the shit's hitting the ceramic and not the water. So you can't hear nothing. I sometimes pee in public like
that. Yeah, but he can't. His isn't going to make any sound like a... It's not going to make us, you know.
It should make like a
I was hoping for I was hoping for the super soaker, just straight
trickle.
This might come out like a drip from like when you're in an emergency room. Mm. Yeah, like that.
Excellent.
Oh, I almost ripped my ear off when I realized the headphones didn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I saw that.
So what else we got, guys?
Nothing.
Matt, why don't you try the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No.
Why not?
No way.
You just want no part of that?
Nope. No.
Because you know you could have a myocardial infarction.
It's possible.
It is possible.
More like an infarction.
Actually, the reason why I don't want to do it is more for the reason I probably will shit my pants.
Pretty sure because you're a giant pussy.
No, I'm having gastrointestinal problems.
Fuck
right now.
Off. You're a pussy.
If I gag hard enough, I'm going to shit. And I'm wearing shorts. So I don't want to ruin my socks.
I don't want to ruin my socks.
So
let's see.
We tried to record you shitting, but we couldn't hear anything.
I don't think anything came out.
It was quick.
It was quick.
Yeah, I heard you come over with the mic. It was it was done way before that.
Wow. I told Sean to hurry up.
So you have the shotgun shit.
Just like a cinnamon
lock
shit.
And load.
Just poof.
I might have to go.
Oh.
Like shit?
He's thinking about it. He's not sure.
I think I can shove this somebody.
You're such a poser. You're just doing it because I'm doing it.
You're shooting blood out of your ass because I'm doing it.
You're a real follower.
You are. Be original. Get blood out of your dick or something.
Wow.
From your Tito Santana flying burrito balls.
Oh, man.
I always called it the flying jalapeno.
You should just try to squeeze that cyst as hard as you can.
The first fucking, when I first, I was so mad at him. When I felt it, I was like,
did you tell
Tito?
Him?
Tito, asshole.
Did you call him show up? Him what you did.
Yeah.
What he did.
Like, hey.
Look what you did to me.
All right, don't laugh at me, dick. Stupid Mexican.
Like, what am I looking at?
Okay, you got tiny dick because of me. Nice.
What do you want, Paquito?
People want to know if you've ever shit in the ring.
No. I've definitely thrown up in the ring.
You threw up in the ring?
Yeah.
Like big time throw up or just like in your mouth like ooh?
No, it started out like that. You just go and it's in your mouth and then you swallow it and then you're like, no way, dude, this has got
to
come out.
I wanted to throw up when I saw the movie The Ring because that was really bad.
I did a ladder match with somebody in Delaware and he did the thing where he puts like the side on your throat and then he bends you over and it hits it on the ground.
Ooh.
But this shit like right in my throat and ooh, there was nothing I could do. I coughed my ass off. And then we're like,
you actually vomited in the ring?
Yeah. I just went over to the side.
I hope it was the last match.
No.
No?
No, who's the popcorn match?
You should have DDT'd him right into it.
And I was like, oh, there's only 10 fucking people here. No one's going to care.
Yeah, wow.
It's true.
You could have puked on the whole front row. And you most of them would have only got one person.
Most of them were drooling and puking on themselves anyway.
We're getting some cell phone.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
That's the interference you were getting, motherfucker.
Motherfuckers.
Get a text outside from your asshole.
Text from ass.
You
here
got
it
comes. Gas.
B-R-R-R-R-R-A-P. It
smells like your baby's fucking diaper.
Brap. Brap.
You got anything else, Derek, before we
he's got
head
plenty
out?
More.
Head out. What are you talking about? We still got 10 whole minutes left.
Oh.
What about the
we can go another 15.
The bar one.
The what? Yeah, we'll get to that one, but I got
this
one. I'm
pretty excited about that one.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us on Nightside. I'm Jeremy Hubbard.
And I'm Hema Muller. A Denver woman Hema is Muller. Angry with the TSA tonight. She says airport security wouldn't let her board her flight from Wyoming to Denver because she's a woman.
Oh.
New tonight on Nightside. Why she says the TSA wouldn't let her through because of her gender.
Because she had TNA.
The Sweetwater County Airport in Rock Springs, Wyoming is small, but a promotional video for the airport says that's what makes it so convenient.
Avoid the hassles of the big airport. Rock Springs is hassle-free with short lines, free parking, and direct service to Salt Lake City, Denver,
free
and
parking.
Gillette.
So they must not have women's restrooms.
Made the flight from Rock Springs to Denver often, but on January 29th, it was different.
They wouldn't let me get on the plane because I'm female.
Winning says she checked in and arrived at security about 35 minutes before the scheduled departure of her United flight.
They asked if I was on the flight to Denver. I said yes. They said that they couldn't screen me because they sent all the female TSA agents home.
A female agent was necessary because of those new pat-downs.
I Whoa. Said, would you be willing to let me sign a waiver?
They just showed a pat-down from the TSA agent, and they kind of do like a karate chop between the yep. tits and go under and then feel the under boob with the back of their hand.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I do to Sheila before I go to bed to make sure she's not carrying any lethal weapons.
Underboob.
Make sure. Okay, you're good. Good night.
Put a bunch of bells on the door so if she tries to sneak out, you can hear her.
They're just going to like, eventually just going to be like, take off your top.
Yeah.
Just like pick them up. Like,
slap
like,
them around.
Like, getting, like a fucking half smear.
Put your face in there, shake them between your ears. Like,
just make sure these things aren't loaded.
Yeah.
And I would approve for a man to pat me down if necessary, and they said no.
Winning missed her flight and wound up renting a car for $165 and driving the roughly 350 miles back to Denver.
That sucks.
She says she's not angry, but thinks the policies need to be more clear.
If you can't clear it without a female, why would you send them home?
Yeah.
I did speak with the TSA. They sent a statement saying the airline had already made the final boarding announcement and, quote, while there were no female officers present at the time, ultimately the passenger was not screened by TSA because the airline was no longer accepting passengers for the flight.
So she's a fucking
also
liar.
Also tonight, nearly 100 violent criminals behind bars in...
Who gives a shit? So she's a liar.
Did you just go, who gives a shit to about 100 criminals behind bars?
Yeah. They're behind bars. They're fine. Mm-hmm. We don't need to worry about them. So basically, they couldn't pat her down because there was no females, so they told her she couldn't get on the
that's
plane.
That's what she said.
That's what she's saying. Yeah. Now they're saying
that's
no.
That's what she said.
That's
huh?
what she said.
Huh?
Now they're saying no, she came late, and that's why.
Mm.
So it's a little he said, she said.
Stupid okay. bitch.
But I think everybody is so pissed at TSA lately that I'm sure she's just going to get her way.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she doesn't ask for $906 trillion.
Yeah. $900 trillion.
Why stop at $900 trillion? Why not just go for like...
Like a fake number. Like a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, I want $1 billion.
Well, all right.
I want Russia. The whole country.
Wow. Before or after the fall?
Doesn't matter. And I want a DeLorean so I can go back in time. Yeah. Oh. Run for your lives. CCTV captures moment. A drinker with a chainsaw storms into a pub and attacks customers.
Yes, this is a good one.
Drinkers were forced to flee for their lives when a drug-fueled maniac burst into their pub and lunged at them with a chainsaw just minutes after he was thrown out for smoking. Dean Dinnan, 24, this is over in the UK, by the way, went into the Endyke pub in Hull, armed with a petrol-driven chainsaw.
So he went to a lesbian bar? So he went to the Endyke Club.
The Endyke Pub.
Oh, the Endyke Pub.
Mm-hmm. It's on the end of the street, the Endyke.
Oh.
To exact revenge on a fellow customer who forced him to put out his cigarette. So basically some dude made him put out a cigarette, so he came back with a chainsaw.
Wow.
That's rational.
It is.
He's going to teach him.
Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth.
It's $13 a pack.
As he marched up to the door at the pub with the chainsaw running, the chainsaw was running, he turned and jabbed it towards a passerby who ran to get out of his way. Once inside the pub, the customers were forced to defend themselves with bar stools as he lashed out.
Are they made of wood?
Yes.
Well, what a perfect two peas in a pod.
That's not a good defense.
Yeah, I wouldn't defend myself.
Well, that would be funny if he was just like hacking at him as they were going.
Here's a pretty good idea. If you ever see a guy in a bar with a chainsaw, fucking run.
Well, yeah, he came in through the door.
There's more than one.
There is. This is all on video, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
So the CCTV, the surveillance
posted
so
on the website.
You see him coming down the site, coming down the street with a chainsaw. Some guys outside smoking. Kind of gives him this what the fuck, and then he just like comes at him with it, and the guy runs away. And then he comes inside with the chainsaw, swinging it around, and people are just throwing chairs at him. And then finally, they actually overpower him. And get him to go outside.
They overpower him.
They do. They just...
He ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Fools. The three of you might have overpowered me with the loss of but one.
So they pretty much threw shit at him until he was outside.
Go away!
And then he ran off.
So this is like 1,000 times worse than running with scissors.
Yeah.
It's running with chainsaw.
Yeah. And apparently he was hopped up on drugs. So
awesome.
He was drunk and whatever.
It wasn't cigarettes he was smoking.
Yeah.
Blizzards.
Wacky tobacco.
That's
what was the first thing you would do if you're in a local dive bar? Some asshole comes in with a chainsaw.
I don't know what I would do. I'm sure what they did and just throw my stool at him. What else are you gonna do? If it was blocking the doorway, I would just pick up whatever the fuck I could reach and throw it at him and just aim for his head.
Chairs, bottles, fucking smaller people than me.
I would just ignore him.
Just ignore him.
This isn't happening.
Just keep drinking.
Could you imagine putting this guy with the midget tossing? They're just tossing midgets at him, just hacking him right now.
Snip.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's still, I'm looking over it.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Still going with the cinnamon in his mouth. Yeah. This is gonna be like this for a while, huh?
Tomorrow morning.
My throat is just burning.
Oh, my God. He's suffering through the show.
Well, this guy was eventually disarmed by a kick and then battered onto the ground by pub goers.
That's my sip, you kick.
He received broken ribs and a punctured lung before the police arrived.
God.
They were really pissed at him.
and a splinter from a fucking sawed up fucking bar stool.
Yeah.
Imagine you're some guy in the bathroom just taking a shit to come out and go, what the fuck happened? Yeah. His asshole came with a fucking chainsaw.
Yeah, taking a dump, you just hear everything going.
So like, he went home to get his chainsaw, basically, and came back?
Then the guy just saws down the door.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, sure, guys. I was in the shitter. There's a guy with a chainsaw just running around this bar.
You guys will never believe what happened to me.
That would be funny if you're just there and he comes in, everyone's freaking out, and you're like, oh, this guy again.
Oh, that's Melvin.
Chainsaw again. Charlie's here.
Look out, everyone.
Look out. He's going to chop us
quick,
up.
Get him an ashtray.
Imagine going to jail. Oh, what are you in for? Double homicide. What about you? I went to a bar with a chainsaw. Oh, man, why? I told me to put out my fucking cigarette. You believe that?
It was a DeWalt.
Oh, God.
Go to Costco.
And Dyke.
And Dyke.
I was right at the end, Dyke, and chopped it up.
And where was this? This was in the United Kingdom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the UK, man. A lot of cool shit happened over there.
You know what's in the fucking UK?
Horny women.
Raspberry scented
Anarchy?
Jeans.
Oh. Yes.
Raspberry scented jeans.
Anarchy?
Did you hear this? Did you ever hear about these?
No.
There are jeans right there. Derek told the story.
Scratch and
last
sniff
week.
Jeans. They smell
scratch
like raspberries.
And sniff. You can go up to how many months without washing them?
I guess Tom didn't listen to
months?
That show.
Like 2 or 3 months without washing jeans, and they smell like raspberries.
That's awesome.
You wouldn't like them because
they're
women there.
Only $200.
Not bad.
Saves me on laundry detergent.
That's right.
I know what I'm doing with my tax return.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. Yes.
You wouldn't like it there, Steve, because the average breast is like a D cup there.
So. That's all right.
He just goes, oh, my God, way too big.
I'll take
go.
The good with the bad.
Good with the bad dental hygiene.
That's true.
Ugh, imagine if I got teeth there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We
That's
do.
That's what I said.
Imagine what like every dude's fucking cock looks like from the blowies.
Wow.
Like, like a cat scratch board.
Look like he was hanging out at a bar in Hull.
You look like Seal's lupus dick.
Exactly.
Lupus dick.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh,
ew,
God.
Imagine
he's got a clip.
Anton looks like Seal's lupus dick.
Derek, Matt, Steve, and Tom.
Oh, what the fuck?
How pissed would Sean be?
That'd be awesome.
If I put really?
Tom, do it.
If I put Tom in the intro and take him out.
Just be and Tom.
Even if he's not here.
No, get a couple gags and then Seals Lupus Dick.
Seals Lupus Dick.
And then she goes, and welcome to the Aristocrats, everybody. Son of a bitch.
And Derek's ass.
All right, well, let's just go through a couple of these before we leave, because we're pretty much done. Father, son, injure store clerk. A father and son stabbed a store clerk. This is in, God, I wish they...
UK.
Oh, in California. Sorry.
I stab people.
And then hit him with an 18-pack of beer
when
when their credit card was declined in the store.
18.
Mario Naranjo, 44, and Miguel Naranjo, 22. Both of Hesperina, California, I guess, were booked into jail in lieu of $1 million bail.
What?
The pair walked into the Q-Mart. They tried to purchase beer several times, but their credit card was declined. They said they felt disrespected, so they entered the store a fourth time, and one of the men walked around the counter and stabbed the clerk with a 7-inch folding knife.
Oh,
7-inch?
Holy shit.
That's what man, I thought you were going to say.
The other man struck the clerk with an 18-pack of Anheuser-Busch Natty Ice.
Wow.
Witnesses saw the pair run out of the business with the beer and reported the information to the sheriff's department. They tracked him down.
If you're going to steal beer, why the fuck would you steal Natty Ice?
Natty.
Old Milwaukee's.
Milwaukee's beast. His wounds were not life-threatening, so he's okay.
I stabbed him in the hand.
Yeah, stabbed him in the back, you know, whatever.
It was only 7 inches.
Oh, that's it?
Merely.
A mere 7 inches.
I get stabbed with the fucking safety pin, I cry.
Oh!
I shave my nuts and nick myself and I cry.
We should turn the lights on.
Police arrested a 50-year-old man on Thursday on Main Street. I love when they do this.
Yeah.
I really got to find out where the hell. Oh, this is in, Massachusetts or something. Something stupid.
Massive two tits.
Massive two tits.
Nope, sorry, Steve.
After an officer in a marked cruiser stopped at a light, spotted the driver in the car next to him snorting heroin.
Nice.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's like the typical way to do that?
Yeah, I guess so. Just at a stoplight with a cop car next to you snorting heroin?
Snorting it.
Yeah. Have you never heard of that?
I didn't think that was common.
Oh, yeah, I thought you
it's got
don't you
common.
Like shoot it or something?
It's a classy way.
Well,
to do
shooting
it.
I
think that's how the rich kids do it.
It's a classy way.
Cuz you know, druggies shoot it. So you snort it.
Yeah. You don't want to risk getting hepatitis or something.
Yeah. You don't want to share needles and shit.
Yeah, I mean if you want to save money and when you get the same high, you share needles.
The driver and the front seat passenger were both charged with possession of a class A substance.
Controlled
substance. Class A. The passenger in the rear seat, there's three guys in there, got out of the car and ran.
Smart guy.
He was eventually found after he climbed a fence. He was charged with resisting arrest, trespassing, disorderly conduct, blah, 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 blah.
Whoa. Stupid guy.
Yeah. They recovered 5 bags of heroin that each they were each marked with the label reading Blue Ray.
What?
Hmm. You got another fart, Sean?
Who's getting a text? Who's getting it?
Nope, I almost peed myself.
Oh, Jesus. So we got that guy shooting heroin.
Fuck the heroin.
Fuck the heroin.
Fuck the heroin.
Like the female superhero? That's awful. How dare you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, fuck her. Like, really? Like, raw dog.
You're gay.
And I think that's just about it.
Sounds like a plan to me.
So we can edit this just with the fucking cinnamon bit, and that's it, right?
That's
yeah,
it.
That's going to be it.
5 minutes.
And Seals Lupus Dick.
Yeah.
It's the Cinecrats.
Anything else we want to talk about? Anything else we want to plug? Do we have to plug something?
I just wanted to plug the next show coming on.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're on now.
They are on right now. Live. RidiculousRadio.com. Podomatic.com.
Don't be ridiculous.
Guys.
The dicks. The redicks.
Hopefully they had their A game since we had our B game today.
No, yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah,
we had
big B's today.
Big B's.
Yeah, by Wednesday we'll say, yeah, it wasn't bad.
Well, not bad, guys. Thank you. Thanks for the text. I know.
Don't worry, I won't text you.
Oh, what a dick. Because I don't have your number.
Really? Oh,
and,
but I do.
And everybody that's listening, why don't you give T Shizzle a follow on Twitter?
Ooh. It's T Shizzle 618.
Thank you.
T Shizzle.
I want to say thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better stuff.
Thanks for saving us.
Better than Anne Frank stories.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
shit.
Last guest we had, we just ended up making fun of Jews for 2 hours. My God. I'd like to thank Steve for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
No, not you.
Oh,
no. Oh. Oh, no. Steve,
oh,
stay.
Talk about the outlaw.
Oh, Steve, say something real quick. All right, thank you.
What would his DOA name be? So we got 8-Ball, Skull, Chains. What would he be? Tats? Well, they all had tats.
Dried up
Summer
stinky
girl.
Dick liquor.
Whoa! I don't think you can say that on network television.
I just did.
Probably not.
Oh, good thing.
Oh, we call him Suds. How about that?
Suds.
Suds. Like the drink.
Suddy bubbles coming out of his fucking asshole.
Suds. I'm picturing him in a bath.
Just a shower cap and a rubber ducky.
You pictured him in a bath, but I straight up pictured like semen coming out of his butthole.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I pictured.
8-Ball, Skull, Chains, and Suds.
Shoot me a follow at Nikki Oceans.
And Turu Rogers.
At UMK Shock.
And we are the Aristocrats.
At Cool Hand Duke.
Whatever. Aristocratsradio.com. You can get all of our information there. Download the show. Check out our Facebook and Twitter. All the links are right there. Be sure to like us on Facebook so we know you're out there, because we only got like 60-something likes. That's sad.
Yeah.
You better like it, too.
Already like it.
Oh, you do?
Liking it, yeah.
All right.
I'll be in the intro next week. Next week intro.
You're on it this week. I'll
Sweet.
Put it in. Jesus. Fucking baby. And be sure to donate, too. We got a donation page up there.
Money,
and if
money,
you
money.
Donate $5 or more, we're going to throw you some stickers. And we're looking into getting some t-shirts made, so we'll be throwing them out too.
Sweet.
Nice. So I think that's it. Thank you very much, Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment, for hosting us live. CWERadio.com. Tons of shows on there you can listen to live throughout the week and download them. And I think that's it. Right?
I think that's it.
That's it?
See ya.
All right. Bye,
Go
guys.
Bye.